Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Yo, 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 we're back. This is another episode of the Nerd Off on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcasting Network. I'm not by myself. I always do these shows with a crew of people. Of course, I have the pretty much unofficial co-host at this point. My man Chris from the Insanity Check Podcast and MovieTrailerReviews.net.
What's going on, people?
What it is, young brother. Getting ready to go out and hopefully buy some wings for the Super Bowl tomorrow. Hopefully you got some left.
Ain't that the truth? I hope they better have some damn chicken wings left.
I have not introduced you yet. We also have another almost unofficial co-host at this point, Karen from the Black Autism and Lip Smacking Good.
Who apparently is kind of ill. If them niggas don't have no chicken wings, I will nerd out over some damn chicken wings tomorrow for my Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was thinking about going, I don't know if you know about the suffering of the chickens, Karen, but I might just go wingless for tomorrow's Super Bowl. Might go with the soy substitute wings. So
no, I protest.
You don't want any vegan wings tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
That's like the grounds for divorce, yo. Just letting you know right there.
I'm trying to tell you. Come on now.
Vegan wings will fucking end the first couple of podcasts real quick, yo.
No, they're like, nah, I thought Karen wasn't a nerd. And I read an article. She turned the shit over at the Harris Teeter.
We also have a fourth voice that you might be hearing right now. You should be familiar with. You listen to the Black Astronauts Podcast. But if you don't, here's a great way to get introduced to him. It's my man Aaron, a.k.a. Ashy 3 Classy from the Black Astronauts Podcast. What's up, dog?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Glad to have you aboard. I know it's been a while since we had you on last, and you finally got weekends free and stuff, so I reached out, and I'm glad you could do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. This whole weekend life is amazing. I don't know why I didn't do this sooner.
Ain't it the best shit ever? I used to have a job, so you worked on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, I go around, and I just look at people every day, and I hate their guts for not telling me how awesome having your weekends off was.
Come on, dog.
Best yeah, that's when everybody else ever. Has it. shout out to my man P. McMullen Jr. in the chat, though, with the ill hardware avatar. I used to own those comic books in that entire series before DC even bought them. I went to Atlanta to this it was actually a hair show, a hair expo, and they had comic books in the hair expo. And while I was there, I was so bored, I went and bought like every comic book I could. I had all the Static Shocks. I had the original Prince, black and white, first edition from the, I forget his name now, from the artist. Like I talked to him, I was a kid. I had no idea that dude was gonna blow up. I had no idea he was gonna die. I had no idea that shit was gonna get bought by DC. And subsequently, I ruined every copy because I actually read my comic books and didn't collect them. If I would have just put those shits in plastic and never touched them, I probably have a good little chunk of change right now. But instead, I, like a kid, read them and enjoyed them.
Right, but that's the thing about a kid. You know, as a kid, you knew that they sometimes, like, even when you knew that they might, you know, have value. Like I had baseball cards and everything like that. You know, my mom would even tell me, "It's like, well, you know, you got to take care of those." It's just like, but I want to read them, you know? So you would take them everywhere with you, you'd read them, pages would get torn, and shit would happen, and you just like, you look back at it now, you're like, God, this is why kids are so fucking stupid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, this is why adults buy two copies. They're like, this is my collecting edition. This is the one I'm going to really read.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was one of those things though, like, there were so many people there. I bet you, if I would have bought any other comic book, that shit wouldn't have blown up, and I would have never thought of it again, but I just remember reading it and being like, Flatbush Comics, what the fuck is this shit? And turns out my man was the man, dog. One day I was just watching TV and it was like, coming soon, Static Shock. I was like, wait a minute. And when looked at my comic book collection, I was like, hold up. They giving him a show? All right, man, let's get into it, man. We start the nerd off every week with the same thing. What you been playing, what you been watching. I'm going to throw in what you've been reading too, because sometimes I read comic books via my if you want to call that reading via my notebook. So I'll throw that in there in case I ever read anything interesting. But I will start with you, Karen. What have you been playing? What have you been watching?
I've really been just chilling. I am really waiting on the Fabled to come out on February the 7th. And I never played the first Fable. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is like the, they're going back and like resharpening and redoing the graphics and all that stuff of the first Fable. I think it's called Fable Legends. So I got my eye out on that one. And, Roger would definitely be going to get that for me on day one. So I'm definitely all about that right now. I don't think that's coming on Xbox One. I think that's on 360. So I'm looking forward to that. I still been loving my Xbox One. We still go together. We've been, you know, our relationship is officially what, two months. And, you know, I still love him, you know, just like I did when you very first opened him up and he looked at me in my eyes and I picked purple and all of a sudden, he says, hey, Kay, I wave back. So we still in love, just in case anybody thought we ever fell out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I have been watching. We watched Justice League, something with Justice League War. Last night. That shit was awesome.
Don't tell me. I get it on Tuesday.
Okay. I didn't know it was out.
It's on Amazon Prime if you just buy it for the video. Just went ahead and bought the video of it and just watched it because people kept telling me about it. I was scared someone's gonna spoil it or ruin it for me.
Dude, I saw you tweeting it last night. I was like, oh, him and Karen probably watched it already. I was like, I got off of Twitter, yo. I was like,
yeah, yeah. The thing is, like, if you read the DC Comics, the New 52 relaunch, it's basically just the first 10 to 12 issues of that new comic. So it's no twisted and no surprises. You know what's going to happen. But as someone who has enjoyed the New 52 thoroughly, I know some nerds hate the rebooting of those characters. I don't. I love it. I actually really dug the comic and I dug Justice League War because it was just like the comic. So it was cool, man. I'm not going to spoil anything. I really don't know how you could spoil it. Everything that you could spoil is action. And when you see it, it won't matter that you know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because the action is crazy.
Yeah, because for me, I haven't read none of those. So it was all new to me. And So even the villain was new to me. And I was like, who that nigga? Oh, I think I've seen him before. And then he started doing some shit. And I looked at Roger like, did you see that? He was like, he always does that. I was like, well, oh, nigga, I didn't know. This is all new to me. So
yeah, it's not a spoiler. So it's Darkseid. And it was just it was the laser eyes. You know, his lasers can change direction.
They
do that in all, every time Darkseid's on in a fight, they do the laser change direction thing.
I didn't know that. So I was like, I was looking at Roger, nigga, they split in two different directions. Oh, shit. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, it's not much of a spoiler because you'll see when you see, like, he's drawn differently. His powers are different. Like,
yeah, I've seen a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And some stuff. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, DC is always, they've been killing the animated game. So I had no doubt that it was going to be good. So.
Well, yeah, I haven't had a bad DC animated movie in quite a while.
Yeah, it was funny because I was, you know, live tweeting it and like, I was actually surprised because somebody hit me up and was like, you know, it was my man, Rome Williams. He was like, you know, he didn't really like anything except the way they redid Darkseid. And I was like, so you don't read the New 52? Cause that's pretty major. Like, they really overhaul. I don't know if anybody's reading these. They overhauled everything.
I want to start reading them. I mean, I've heard people say that it's not good, but I think that's just because it's different. But I want to check it out.
It's actually good, man. I like, one of the good things about kind of staying away from too much nerd culture and arguing, I never know that people don't like this shit. So,
yeah.
The good thing is I get to enjoy it in peace. The bad thing is when I want to talk about it, all of a sudden I see people have issues with shit that I really didn't care about. So for me, the New 52 for Justice League was a great read and, it was real cool. And you know, it was kind of like when they did the Ultimates for the new Avengers. Like, it's a good starting over. And, yeah, my man told me, I like the representation of Darkseid, but, the rest not so much. And I was like, but isn't it based off the new 52? So did you not like that? And he said, I guess that's my issue. The story itself, the movie was well done. I'm like, well, if the movie was well done, what more can you ask for? I mean, you know, like not to be an asshole, but like they took material and made the best they could with that material, kept it almost 100% to the book, which normally is where comic book fans get mad, but you know, it's cool. Anyway, Karen, anything else?
Let me try to think. I think that's about it. I haven't been reading anything. I need to. I'm a little behind in The Walking Dead. I need to get on that. Back up on that. I'm trying to think. And some of the other comics that you read, and some of them look really, really interesting. So I may pick up and read some of those. Mm-hmm. My thing with that is that partially, I'm a little lazy. And Roger has the convenience of his little sidekick thing. What you call that? The
notebook.
And I'm like, oh, nigga, I got to get on my laptop. Like, it's all, a lot of that is laziness on my part. So I need to quit being lazy and just open up my laptop and put it on my lap. But I'm like, I'm going to sit here and be spoiled until I get one.
Well, I've offered you to let you read my notebook. You just
but
never.
But it's yours.
All right, well, that's fine. I'm not gonna argue with that. All right, Chris, man, what you been playing? What you been watching?
Oh man, what I've been playing. So I went ahead on Tuesday and got that Raider. So yeah, for the one. And even though I've already played it, yo, this shit is even worse. And I mean this in a good way. It's even worse on the Xbox One. Mm-hmm. Dog, when the game starts and Lara Croft falls down, like that's the first thing you do. You know, you're hanging upside down. You fall down. And you get that rebar stuck in your fucking side, turn the fucking game off. I was just like, yo, Xbox, watch TV.
Yeah, Chris.
I started playing it at night, and I was just like, no, that was a bad mistake. I'm not going to do this right now. Mm-hmm. I'm in a good space right now in my head. I can't watch that, man. I had to regroup and then go back to finish playing that shit. But that game is so good, man. I just fucking love it, man. I find myself sitting there playing it all the time and shit. Yo, I like it, so. Been playing that. I got that on a digital download too, so mm-hmm. I can't wait until they do you know, that video game marketplace and stuff like that. But right now I figure, like, the two games I got are Assassin's Creed 4 and Tomb Raider. I'm like, if I own those forever, I don't really care, because those are good enough for me to go back and play again, so that's whatever. And then they fixed a lot of the issue. I think I talked about this last time, but they fixed a lot of the issues with Battlefield 4, so I've been putting in a lot more time in playing that. And it's been fun. I actually bought the premium version, the premium pack, yesterday. So I now have the other DLCs and things like that. So, but yeah, I know Sterling has talked about this before, and they've been really good with their, you know, they had issues. Like, every shooter that gets released has issues. Why I'm not rushing out to get Titanfall when it drops, I'm gonna wait and see what happens. You know, it had major fucking issues when the game came out, but they stuck by it. They sat there. They communicated. They'd be given, you know, extras to, you know, double XP weekends, fan appreciation, all this other shit. You know, they've really been working to make sure that they get it right, and they fixed it now. So now they're working on balancing issues, and it's been fun. So, yeah, I'm enjoying that. And as far as what I've been watching, like, Agent Shield was out this week, I think, Almost Human was too. So the only thing I really watched this week was Arrow, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, we say it every week, but it's just like Suicide Squad, nigga, yo. It's just
son.
That shit came right from the Arkham Origins video game. Like, it was almost the same exact except they took out Deathstroke and put in Bronze Tiger, and I was just like, as soon as I saw her walking towards the cell, I was like, are they really gonna do what I think they're gonna do?
Yes.
Yeah, I think every collective nerd had in the back of their head, Suicide Squad?
Soon she said,
like, what?
when he was like, so you want to sign me up for a team? Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, it's more of a squad, actually. I was like, sitting on my couch, clutching my heart and shit.
See, and this is why the writers of the show are so good. Because Because actually, everything else in the episode was kind of, okay. I mean, I talked to you about it, Rod. The story with Moira, I'm just like, where are they going with this? Even the story with Laurel, you were like, you know they're going to be doing something with it, and it seems like it's not. But you're still like, it's an okay episode. But they put things like that, and then the thing with Roy, when he was like, we still have a lot of work to do. You're just like, you just scream at your TV because you get excited because you know what's about to fucking happen.
Yep.
Like when the smile I had on my face when he introduced Roy to Felicity and fucking Diggle, I was just like, yeah, some good shit. Like I didn't give a shit. Like the rest of the episode could have sucked. I wouldn't have cared. Mm-hmm. And then the Suicide Squad 2, I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Whatever. I'm good.
See, that's the thing though. I think I said it last week. What I realized about the show is nobody knows how to end the show better than Arrow, man. Like,
no.
The last 5 minutes of every Arrow is actually almost always the best part of that show. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on that way for like 2 years now, where you just, like things will kind of be humdrumming along. And then right at the end, it'll be like four major, like, oh shit. What? Oh, next week. Damn. Like every week.
The weakest episode this season so far was the one with the Moira trial with his mother on it. Mm-hmm. The weakest one. But what happened at the end of the episode was just like a holy shit, what the fuck moment that you just didn't really. You were just like, well, yeah, the rest of the episode was weak, but yo, Malcolm Merlin's back. It's like,
right.
Yo, and it's like they drop that kind of shit on you. Like, and sometimes they'll drop shit on you, like matter of factly, like, whatever. Like when they, apparently Walter knows that Thea's not, Merlin's dead.
Right.
Like, Merlin's shot. You're like, well, how the fuck did he know that shit? And they just kind of matter of fact it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you heard that.
Did anybody else notice that Moira got like extra evil for like 2 seconds when she started talking about having to try and get that, doctor? I was like, is she evil again?
Yep. See?
And then I was weirded out because Walter was
with it.
The whole thing this season has been like Walter ain't appreciate her lying to him. And he felt betrayed by her involvement. And, you know, he blames her partially for him getting kidnapped and all this shit. And then when she said, we need to take care of that doctor, he was like, we do need to take care of that doctor. I was like, wait a minute, dog. You said that like she not evil. You gotta check her first. Like, how you want to take care of her? Like, what you talking about, Moore? You talking about killing him?
And that's my thing with the show. It's like, because when the show first started, remember, I thought Walter was evil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, now you're like, well, maybe Walter is evil. And he just got out eviled at that time. It's just like, yo, what the fuck, man? It's like, and that's what I like about the show. It's like, you never know what's going to happen. Like, with Laurel, I've been feeling like, you know, they've been doing so much with her. I think either she's going to die, or more likely, I think Sarah's going to die and she's going to take over as Black Canary. That's my theory.
Okay.
You know? And we'll see what happens, you know? It's like, because you never know with these writers what they're going to do. Like Rod said, they throw that shit at the end of the episode, and they're like, see you next week. Like, right. That's the only thing they're missing. They're missing that, the 60s Batman, see you guys next week, same Arrow channel. That's the only thing they need for that fucking show, and it's like, yeah,
they could just as well do the shit with Thea becoming Speedy, like, like, cause even with Roy and shit, we don't know what's gonna happen with that dude. Like, they, you know, like, you want to assume that he's gonna become Speedy, but then part of you's like, man, this motherfucker might die. He keeps doing all this crazy, reckless shit, you know.
All I know is that Oliver has to see Slade sometime during this season.
Yeah,
it's going down, and I can't wait.
Shout out to Michael Jai White, by the way, too. Real scene stealer. And if they do this Suicide Squad spinoff show or whatever, I know they were talking about doing a low budget movie and stuff and all this. If they, you know, do some more of this stuff for the small screen, man, they could also take over TV in a way that Marvel really hasn't been able to, the same way that they did with these straight to DVD, animated joints. So,
think about, you got Michael Jai White being Bronze Tiger. And I say, even, I mean, to me, if they do this, the low budget Suicide Squad movie, if you don't attach it to the movie, and this is what I've always told people, it's like, if you don't always have things attached to the movies, you actually have more freedom. So you don't attach those low budget movies to the main movies. You can then bring the guy who plays, Slade Wilson over into that movie too. And I think him and Michael Jai White together in a small budget film, I'd be down for that.
I agree.
So
I mean, they even, it could be straight to Netflix, or it could be you know, buy DVD, or even straight to TV, and they could keep it connected to the TV universe, and that would still be creating a whole universe that wasn't there before. And I would be I would definitely watch it, and I think most fans of Arrow and some of these other shows that are coming up will watch it too, just because it's connected. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, was anything else for you, Chris?
That's basically it.
All right, Aaron, man, what you been playing? What you been watching?
I have been enjoying my wealth of video games since I actually have a PS4 and a 360. So I mean, a Xbox One. So I've been bouncing back and forth. On the PS4, I've been playing Assassin's Creed, which is amazing. About halfway through with that. And on my 360, I've been really big into 2K14. And you were saying something about the voices, and I always played it with the sound off.
Mm-hmm.
I actually cut the sound on. It was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like at halftime, man, like I said, it was Golden State against the Bobcats or something. And at halftime, they interviewed Mark Jackson. And that nigga sound just like Mark Jackson. I was like, hold the fuck up. Am I tripping? Yeah. And I had to go Google it. It was like, yeah, they try to imitate the coaches' voices and everything.
So they were interviewing Kyrie, and I had to look up, you know, I'm from Ohio. I looked up like, am I still playing the game?
Right. It's because, like, that's the thing, people. When you hear it, you'll understand. It's not like they have them talking perfect. They have them talking like they do on TV. So it'll be like, so what were the keys to the first half and getting this lead, Kyrie? And it was like, oh man, we was trying to, get the lead, play hard. Coach said we really need to play defense. So, we're trying to give credit to that. You know, that's what it's all about. And you're like, wait, that kind of sounds like a half-assed sports answer.
Yeah.
But that's pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, if they would have made it sound like really professional, like, well, we have 4 rebounds and 3 assists so far, like, then it wouldn't have sounded good. But yeah, it sounds real good, man. I know when they asked Mark Jackson, like, he said some old Mark Jackson non sequitur bullshit that he would. I was like, that sounds like him.
Hands down, man down.
Right. I just want the guys to go to the hole and make a grown man move. We're like, okay. Anything else you've been watching or playing?
No, not necessarily watching, but I've been digging into a lot of baby tech since, you know, I got a kid on the way. And I've realized the baby monitors are not the same baby monitors that were around 30 years ago.
No, you can actually, sound. You actually video and all kinds of shit now.
Yeah, my boy got one on his phone. It sent him a picture of his daughter learning to climb out of the crib.
Nigga.
For real?
I was looking at some of this shit like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Like, I need to use this up until the age she's 18. Like, just carry this baby monitor with you everywhere you go.
Right.
So.
Like, this
is your that's what I did.
Let her keep her favorite, quote-unquote, teddy bear forever. Like, yeah, just keep it in there. Point it towards the window. I want no boys coming in here, you know. But, yeah, man, that's cool. What I've been playing and watching and reading, I've been playing Freedom Cry, Assassin's Creed. This might be, in my opinion, and it's gonna sound controversial, and I don't mean it to be, but fuck it. This might be the second best DLC of all time.
What's the first best?
Mass Effect 3, Mass Effect 2, Shadow Broker.
Okay. In that case, then man, I agree with everything you're fucking saying. Then
yeah. Like that shit was. I still remember being like, this shit feel like a whole new game, but.
Yeah.
Freedom Cry, nigga. There are some moments, and first of all, just the general concept for those that don't know, you're playing as a former slave. And it's a character from the main story. You're basically playing as the person who was the second in command throughout the whole story. He was the ship, like, I don't know what you call him, but, you know, first mate or whatever you call it.
He was a quartermaster.
Quartermaster, that's what you call him. And so then when you start Freedom Cry, you're playing as him, and now he's kind of joined the Assassin's Creed, and but he also, former slave, is on this island and trying to help free slaves and start this revolution for the Maroons. And yeah, you get to kill a lot of evil white people that are slave owners. So I'm in. It took me probably, like, I would say the DLC, if you play it straight through, should probably take about 4 to 6 hours at the most, if you just play just the missions. It took me 2 weeks. Because I was killing every white person I could. Like, anytime somebody was like, hey, boy, chasing after a slave, I'd be like, whoop, I'll just finish this mission later.
Dude, you turn to motherfucking Clark Kent, yo. You be in the middle of doing some other shit, you be like, hold that thought.
Right, exactly. It's like, they're like, listen, you need to follow this man to his destination, or the whole island will, listen, boy, you're going to do what I say, or I'm going to kill you. It's like, be right back. I would go into whole like hour detours of just like killing motherfuckers, hiding, then like try to do my mission, kill another motherfucker, kill like 7 people because I got caught killing that motherfucker. Yeah. Hiding, like I was jeopardizing missions and shit where it's like stay conspicuous. I'd be like, nope, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. Yeah. And then it'll be like, mission violated, you failed the mission. I'm like, oh damn, I can't kill this dude.
Dude, I told you when I first started playing it, I told you that shit was just gonna be so too real. Like, when you have to go on the plantations and you have to kill the overseers.
Yes.
And you gotta kill 20 overseers, but you gotta do it quiet because if you don't, they'll start killing the slaves. Oh, nigga, I never lost a fucking slave.
Me neither.
Hiding in the fucking cornfields, be whistling and getting the motherfuckers over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We just be. There's actually times I was killing so many people that I'd go to save, you know, let's say I'd go to stop this slave from being punished. So I'd go to save him. But then another dude would be walking his slaves, and they'll be coming over, and he sees me. He starts trying to attack me. I would save, like, 3 different groups of slaves at one time.
Me too.
Because I just started fighting everybody in the goddamn town. You know?
I don't know if it happens to everybody, but by the end, I just stayed yellow.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, my boy was saying the same thing. Said something similar happened. He was like, yeah. He called it Slave Master Killing Simulator 2014. Mm-hmm. And he was basically just like, yeah, man, towards the end, I was just yellow almost the entire time.
Yeah, anytime. Like, it was like, and it wasn't like no matter how long I hid, it would just stay like, it was like, nope. When they see you, they already know you've been killing the shit out of people. So it's like, as soon as I would just like, I would be on missions, walk by somebody and they'd be like, hey,
like, I know you, nigga.
So yeah, for that was.
Mm-hmm. They outstabbed the jailers looking for runaway slaves. You know how, remember that skit that, the real world skit that Dave Chappelle did?
Yeah.
He stabbed the white boy?
Yes.
I stabbed the jailer. I call him, yeah, stab, 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 then walk away.
Me too. Dude, I was stabbing dudes like it was nothing. Like, just for being a lookout. Like, nope, your ass gotta die. It also has one of the most powerful scenes I've ever seen in the DLC, man. You have to go and, you're trying to hijack a slave ship so you can free them, and you attack the convoy that is carrying, you know, with the slave. You don't attack the slave ship because obviously it'll kill some slaves. So you attack the convoy, then you try to board the slave ship. Well, after you blow up two of the ships that are with the convoy, the third ship turns its firing cannons onto the slave ship. So it starts sinking. So you jump off the ship. Jump onto the slave ship, start trying to go below deck and save all the slaves. And it's this huge, big action set piece where basically you're in a sinking ship and you're saving as many as you can. And I want to say I saved like maybe 15 or 19, but it's 30 slaves on the ship. So you have to watch slaves drown. Some of them are dead. Dead bodies float past you.
Oh.
And it's so shit. Powerful. Like after that moment, that's when you're like, nah, fuck this. The dude, you know, I gotta go kill this dude. And like, you feel like I'm going to go kill this motherfucker. Like, I had rage. Like, this motherfucker gotta go. So it was crazy, man. Like, one of the best scenes ever.
That scene is so powerful that you were given the option to kind of sneak in. I'm not going to spoil, but sneak in the guy you're trying to get. Nigga, I walked through the front door and just said, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. I ran up on him. Like, I walked up and he was already torturing the slave. I was like, the nerve of this nigga. The nerve. You serious? I'm going to kill everyone here.
I didn't even bother trying to hop or escape. There's like, you show up with the place you're supposed to go, and there's like five guys like blocking the entrance. I just pulled the gun out, shot all five of them at one time, and we're just like, who's next?
Yes. And his weaponry and shit is completely different from the other dude. So like, you get a big ass shotgun and shit, man. I was fucking niggas up, dog. I might play that shit again.
I gotta go play that now, man.
The machete has got to be my number one favorite assassin's weapon now, because that shit is so goddamn brutal.
Yes.
Like, it's not like everything. They even say at one point when you get the upgraded one, they're like, this is not for cutting sugar cane. It has a more malicious purpose.
Dude, and you can like go to different islands and find other versions of the machete. Mm-hmm. And shit, but let me tell you something, dog. You chop niggas down like they are weeds. You don't, like, you chop them down like a young sapling. There's no, like, with the other dude, there's like this finesse to his shit where it's almost smooth, like, then I'm gonna walk away, then I'm gonna block your shit, then I'm gonna cut you up. This shit is just like, oh, you miss me, nigga? Chop to half your neck, not all the way through your neck, then put my foot on your chest and rip my machete back out. Or like my favorite animation is the one where he chops you and you don't die, and then he chops you like five more times all the way to the ground, like it's the fucking Raid, dude.
That's one of my favorite ones. But the other one too is when he's chopping one person, but then he pulls out a blunderbuss and shoots like behind him,
dude. And the thing that's funny too. It's like with this one, because I feel like in Assassin's Creed, sometimes it doesn't make sense, with the white dude when, you'll be killing a person and people back up. When you see somebody get shot with a machete, your first instinct is to back the fuck up and rethink your strategy. So it made complete sense when they'll be like, chop, chop, chop. And then niggas just be like, whoa, calm down, buddy.
We don't want none.
Yeah, I don't want none of this. Oh, man.
It just makes me wish that I hope. The next game, they got to do it for another game.
They got to do a whole game or something.
They got to do a whole game, or at least give me another DLC or something. Because I was having too much fun.
Like, I was about to sell this game, and I didn't yesterday because I was like, "What if they do Freedom Cry 2?"
Now I've been looking at, because I'm not done with the game yet, but I'm like starting to do the hacking stuff.
Yeah,
and it's looking like everything I'm seeing, this shit could go anywhere.
It could,
like,
yeah.
With all these different things that I'm showing and seeing in this hacking stuff, I'm like, I don't know what to think.
Yeah, the whole thing is like any ancestor of anybody who they ever get blood from, they could do something with. So yeah, it definitely could go anywhere. But my favorite part is that it's so referential to itself, and they make jokes about what they have done already. So it's cool watching them be like, Idio Auditori is such and such and such and such. No, we will not do this game. It would not sell, and he's a terrible person. So
yeah,
it's like,
I just got that video.
Yeah, I like that shit. What was you gonna say, Chris? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh no, it was just, it's such a fresh take. Like, I was one of the biggest attractors of this. They think they're gonna get me to pay for this fucking game again. Fuck you, not gonna do it. But it actually turned out they actually did a good job this time. I think this is why they need to take 2 years in between a game to try to get one out every fucking year. Because this one is actually really fucking good. They really put a lot of thought into it, and it made sense. So, we'll see. I mean, they had and especially with some of those ideas they had, I'm down,
All right, man.
And, go ahead, Karen. Before we move on.
I'm not moving on. I have more shit to say, but go ahead.
Okay. But before we move on, something that I want to put a gripe on and kind of, I don't want to say go on a rampage about, but man, fuck CBS. And I'm going to tell you why I said this. CBS is nothing but old people. I watch Intelligence. Okay, I watched the first episode. By accident, Roger deleted the second episode, right? They have no app for me to watch it. Why do I have to watch it on my laptop? You don't have on demand. You don't have an app. You don't have anything for somebody that wants to watch your show in this generation. So I want to give the big middle finger up to CBS. It's more than old people to watch the shows. Intelligence is the only show I watch out of all the number one shows you got, niggas, and y'all about to lose me on that one. Get it together.
Yeah, I think that is really crass, and you can only watch it on CBS.com.
Yes!
Which I don't understand, because their demographic is a bunch of old people that probably don't even know how to work a computer, so, like, who's gonna watch that shit?
I think that's their thought. It's like, well, you probably don't have an app, you probably don't have an Xbox One, You probably don't have a PS4. You don't have anything because, well, you know, you're old. So
yeah,
you're not streaming. So if you don't catch it on a DVR or on the the main joint, you're never going to see it. So that's probably what they're thinking about.
But I like the show, and I'm like, well, damn it, this the one fucking show you got I want to watch.
Yeah. Well, you only watch one episode, so you should probably use being pretty loose with that term, because I've watched four episodes.
And, oh, okay. You're further along than me.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
Oh.
I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
It is not good. It's a really abjectly, like, as a person that, I feel like I'm pretty unbiased when, like, I'm pretty honest about shit where I'm like, okay, I'm biased. I like this thing, but obviously it's not good. This is one of those times. It's not good.
Okay.
Yeah. There's so many impossible white man tropes though. So I'm enjoying it, but yeah. Good God.
I got a little angry because I was like, God damn, we're in the 21st century and y'all mean to tell me y'all don't step your game up. CBS? This
shit just, honestly, man, like some of the shit they do just makes me miss the unit. Like I wish, if it was Jonas Blaine with the chip in his head, I feel like, cause the main actor is terrible. I feel like that would save the show, just a different actor, but it's bad. Someone even was getting ready to say something to me about it on Twitter, like, Rod, I listen to the Nerd Off, man. And, you know, I like intelligence, but when you brought up the idea that, my man from, Almost Human should be the lead role in this, he was like, I had to agree with you. Like, that would have made it much better. Dude can't act, dude. He's just doing Sawyer. And Sawyer, unfortunately, does not seem like a very smart person from my dealing with him on Lost. So I guess it's some type of carryover, because I feel like a dude with a computer in his head shouldn't be going, son of a bitch, all the time. All right, well, let me quickly wrap this up. What I've been watching, Space Dandy. Forgot to bring this up last week.
Oh, that is the shit.
It's on Cartoon Network. It's made by the same people that made Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo.
Yes, somebody.
I guess it's directly made for Cartoon Network or something.
Yep, one of my favorite animes.
It's on the on-demand channel. Unlike other shows, you can fast forward through it and fast forward through commercials, mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about, you know, that shit. I hate when people do that shit. But it's good, man. But if you like Samurai Champloo and Cowboy Bebop, it's sillier than those,
yeah,
but some of the jokes are so funny, man. Like,
completely adult content.
Yeah, they go to his favorite restaurant and it's named like Boobies. And it's just a Hooters in space, but it's just a bunch of close-ups of titties and shit the whole time.
Yes, he talk about women with no ass and
I knew I was gonna like it because the opening monologue was him talking about titties versus ass and how he didn't understand how any man could live in a world where he didn't like ass. I was just like,
is it closer to Fooly Cooly or is it like way more closer to Cowboy Bebop?
I would say it's a good mix of both, man. Like I would say, it's silly like Fooly Cooly, but it's more like Cowboy Bebop to me because the stories make sense.
Yes, they do.
It's just they get silly with the stories and then sometimes they'll just end it crazy. But if you're willing to take the ride, man, Karen and I were sitting in the house laughing so hard at the last episode because they got bit by a zombie and there was a zombie outbreak and stuff. They go to commercial because it's halfway through the episode, come back, and these motherfuckers really made the last 15 minutes that zombies are not really, dead, unthinking things. That zombies are like intelligent.
Yes.
But they just communicate on a wavelength that we can't understand. So we can't tell that the difference. It was like, this is happiness. Duh. This is fear. Duh. This is joy. Duh. But like they really learned to live as zombies and shit. And, they were broke. And one of the ways they figured out to get around broke was to call in their insurance policies because they were technically dead.
So, make them cash it out.
So they cash out their insurance policies, and then the insurance companies started trying to kill the zombies because it could get the money back. Like, it was just so good. And, like, you would, in most shows, once, you know, the zombie shit happens, that's kind of the end of the show, but they made, like, a whole nother episode out of just, like, what would it be like to live as a zombie? Like, they changed their diet so that they wouldn't stink. Like, it was good, man. It was good as shit, dude. But, Yeah, so Space Dandy, I have to recommend that, man. Justice League War, we talked about. Black Sails, I saw the first episode. It comes on Stars Network. I think it's by some of the same people that make Spartacus and stuff. One episode in, I could definitely feel the Spartacus in it, because Derek was like a random five-girl orgy out of nowhere. Like, it didn't even make sense. Like, they put him in a room like, Blackbeard was going to meet with you or some shit. And he goes in the room and he's like, where's Blackbeard? And this girl lifts up her dress and has a big ass, like, hairy black pussy. And then five chicks just basically strip naked and slow motion fuck him. And I was like, okay, yeah, I could probably watch a couple more of these.
So I might be
able to
do a couple of these.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I mean, you know, but well, I'll see where it goes. But I actually kind of like it, man. You know, promising start. And what was the last thing? Oh, I'm reading two things. I finally am reading The Dark Avengers, because I never read it when it first came out, when Norman Osborn apparently took over the Avengers. Mm-hmm. Nigga, damn. Like, how bad did shit have to get to leave this nigga in charge of protecting the country, man? Like, it's weird to watch, but it's kind of cool. I wonder if this is where they got the idea for Superior Spider-Man from, because it's a, you know, bad guys trying to do good things with bad methods, and I'm really intrigued by it. And the other thing I'm reading is this comic called Uber, which I don't know if you guys know how to get your hands on or whatever out there in podcast land, but starts off kind of slow. Starts off is text heavy, kind of intense. But then when motherfuckers start getting superpowers, because it's like set in World War II, and it's kind of like a what if the arms race, instead of being like weapons, it was to make super humans that can fight, super soldiers. It was like, what if you could do that? Who would first discover it? How would it have changed everything? And like, the Germans discovered it first. So super soldiers were destroying motherfuckers. Like, it wasn't like Captain America version of super soldier. It was like Superman version of super soldier, or Darkseid, where like these big roided up motherfuckers were able to like shoot, like think these bubbles into existence, and the bubbles would like decapitate your ass and shit. And they could kill like 70 people in like just one bubble and shit. So like,
wow,
it's a really dark comic, but I'm enjoying reading that. So
you did forget one thing.
Yes.
Rick and Morty, nigga.
Oh,
that's my shit, man.
Rick and Morty is my goddamn jam.
The episode this week is my fucking favorite.
Yes.
Yes.
Rick was so wrong, but didn't want to admit that he
Rick
was wrong.
Will never admit he was wrong. And it's funny because it came on the heels of last week, the one with David Cross on it, where he, M. Night Shyamalan Aliens, where he was like it made him look like he was stupid the whole time. And then at the very end, he blows the aliens up and he's like, really? Did they outsmart me? That was good. And then after the credits, when he comes in, it's like, I love you, Morty. I love you. He's like, what's going on, Rick? I love you, Morty. Are you real, Morty? Are you real? Are you an alien? Is this some type of hallucination? Dude, so good. But, yeah, the last one, man, where they did like a whole, alternate reality and love potion, and
that was the best.
He was turning motherfuckers into praying mantises and shit, man. God, that was so good, man. Rick and Morty, also on Cartoon Network, also on demand. You should be able to fast forward through it. I think it's only both shows, Space Dandy and Rick and Morty, are only like 3 or 4 episodes in. I catch up now if I was y'all, because we'll probably be talking about this shit for as long as it's on, because
yep.
They're both really good. Mm-hmm. And Cartoon Network is so smart at this point.
Yes, they are.
To give Dan Harmon a show, like, that's just, like, whoever thought of that, genius. And to get a dude who made Cowboy Bebop a show, like,
excellent.
Just, y'all are smart, man.
Yeah. If you know anything about anime, to me, Cowboy Bebop is one of the best animes, yeah, hand down. It tells a story, and them niggas break out. They're like, all right, story over, I'm out.
People have been talking about them for years, so. All right, man. We got news to cover. And it's all over the place. First, Games with Gold, Dead Island, Toy Soldiers, and Cold War will be Microsoft's Games with Gold promotion in February. You get two free titles. That's how they do it. The first free game is Dead Island. You get that first of the month until I think the 15th or 16th. And then they have Cold War, which goes the rest of the month. But to download, it says, make sure you download the second one. You get to shoot at tanks as an off-brand Rambo toy.
Toy Soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, just letting you know, you get some free games. This article was kind of, it said, the Gold promotion becoming a parody of itself. I'm like, this is what people wanted. You know, like,
why'd you say that?
It says, once again, you get free two titles, one that is the first installment of a popular franchise, another that is enjoyable, but perhaps underappreciated Xbox Live Arcade title, Dead Island, Toy Soldiers, Cold War, respectively. Yeah, I don't know why he's shitting on it. Are they trying to shit on Dead Island?
It's a new thing to be a nerd or just to be a, you know, to like this kind of nerd stuff is you can't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is now. It's the only way to explain some of this shit these days that people are saying. It's like, because things are getting popular and because things, you can't enjoy it because it just, you always got to, I don't know, maybe it's because you always got disrespected as a nerd growing up or something. I don't know, but you just can't enjoy it because to me, that's like, okay.
You know, yeah, I don't get why. I don't know. Anyway, you get those two games. For people that are hating on it. I don't know. I didn't play Dead Island. This would be the only way I play it.
Dead Island is good. You got to play it with the analog controls, though. Don't play it with just using the X button.
Okay. But
if you play it with the analog controls where you can actually move where your hand goes, it's a lot better. I like that game. I played it a long time.
More X-Men Days of Future Past reveals, including Blink, Sunspot, Bishop, and Future Sentinel. Yay. They have 25 limited edition comic covers for this Empire magazine. So they've just been putting characters on the front. And it feels really like, is there a worse way to just hurt the value of your movie?
Yes, it's not gonna be a shocker. It's not gonna be a surprise.
Like, by not only spoiling it, but also horrendously bastardizing these characters to a point where people are like, oh, is that what they're doing to Bishop?
Actually, Rod, there is a worse way you can do it.
There's a worse way, Chris? What is it?
You can actually, in the interviews inside that magazine, then give more information around that makes people go, the fuck? Like, in that actual issue, because I've been seeing the information come out about it, Bryan Singer talks about his idea for Quicksilver and how it came up with, oh, well, we're doing one scene. Then he explains the scene for some odd-ass reason. I don't know why.
Oh, I read this. Go ahead.
He explains the scene, but then he also says, because, you know, people were asking, well, did you do it because Marvel wanted to do it? He's like, well, no, I always wanted to do Quicksilver. But then they also reveal in the earlier version of the script, it was really a young Juggernaut, not Quicksilver. So he added in there just because. He explains what the scene is. Then he goes on somewhere else in the article. I mean, this is just not Bryan Singer. The entire Fox interview is just stupid.
Yeah.
They go to Matthew Vaughn, and Matthew Vaughn goes, oh, yeah, I would have done it, but it just didn't excite me.
Wait, he would have done what?
Days of Future Past, but the reason why he didn't direct it is because it didn't excite him.
Wow.
Why don't the Marvel cast just go over and just go talk to Singer for a minute. Just have a nice conversation with him. Maybe tape him up somewhere. Tell him to sit down for a minute, man. Like, good grief, man. He is spilling all the beans.
I don't understand why. And he was like, he's been trying to give teasers about X-Men Apocalypse. Oh, this is the biggest one. Days of Future Past is not a first-class sequel.
Yeah, I did see that.
It is the first-class sequel.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you telling us this? Like, do you not want us to see this movie? Like, and that's what I don't understand. It's like, why are you telling us this information? Nobody asked for this information. I don't need, like, let's say, you know, that this is what he's going to do with the future scenarios and everything like that. And let's say they actually look good on screen. I'd rather see it good on screen than see that image.
Yep.
You know, I'd rather see it in happening versus you put it out there and me look at the stuff going, this shit looks kind of whack.
Also, man, you know, I can't blame Matthew Vaughn. Like, real talk, you have to remember, First Class came out in 2011. Since then, we've had another Wolverine movie. I don't blame him for being like, yeah, I don't want to know. Like, I'm good. Y'all, this is already complicated. I snuck a good film into this. Yeah. I don't think I can do that twice. No, nope, I don't want to work with
another comic movie, Secret Service. I think that's a Mark Miller movie.
Yeah.
He decided, oh yeah, I'm gonna do that instead.
Yeah, and he's like producing the Fantastic Four, the new one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I like his work, man. I like Stardust. I've seen that. I like Kick-Ass 1. I actually like Kick-Ass 2, which got mixed reviews. And I love First Class. So I can see why he was like, I snuck a cool movie in. And in my movie, I didn't have to deal with none of these other actors except Hugh Jackman, because that's mandatory.
Yeah, y'all making this a lot more complex.
He barely did it.
That's right.
That's the one X film that has the least amount of Wolverine screen time.
And it's the best one to me, man. Like, because of that, like, every movie can't be about solely about Wolverine just because you found a leading man to do the part. And,
come on now.
You know, and honestly, man, it just ain't been the same since they killed Cyclops. I know people, that's a big nerd thing to say, we don't like Cyclops. But personally, I like the idea of Cyclops being in movies and comic books. He's like the yin to Wolverine's yang. And it's when he's not there, it's a huge deterrent to me being interested. So,
because who's leading the X-Men?
Yeah, well, they ruined a lot of continuity when they did that too.
Right,
like there's a lot of stuff. Like the Summers family has a big line that you like. If you go into the comic book, you like, oh shit, all these people came from Scott and Jean Summers.
Right,
like yeah, wow. So like they just killed off an entire section of mutants.
Oh, yeah. Funny thing about it though, the you can still blame Bryan Singer for that because remember the dude who played Cyclops when it was supposed to be trying to go in and be Superman, and Superman Returns, end up being best husband. And that's directed by who? Bryan Singer. So you know Bryan Singer probably tried to take him over to Superman Returns with him, and that's why they end up killing his ass off, because he couldn't do both movies at the same time.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him, man. I don't even blame Matthew Vaughn, because they probably hit him with all the fucking quote-unquote rules for what he was going to have to do to make a sequel. Mm-hmm. He probably was like, man, fuck it. Like, just, it don't sound fun. Like,
they just look desperate, man.
Right. This is the best X-Men movie is going to ever be. Like, that's, to me, that was basically what First Class was like. This is the closest he's going to get with this shit, guys. Sorry. It ain't getting better than this. So, but yeah.
Why? Cause it's Fox.
They're leaking everything. So if you guys are,
that's not fun nor enjoyable.
Interested in exactly. And then like this, even, and like I said, it's a double disservice because when you look at the pictures, you're like, why did they do that to them? Like, there's no excitement about it. It's like, so you got Bishop holding a red future gun with red eyes. Like, that's what Bishop gonna look like.
There's a few of them that I'm okay with. The Colossus looks fine. Blink actually look good, but the problem is, why is Blink even in the fucking movie?
Right.
You know, it's things like that.
Warpath looks small.
Yeah, I don't. Why is Warpath in the movie?
Like, then we have this problem with X3.
Apparently.
Like when they had all those mutants that they would bring in.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
For no reason.
Yeah, well, it was like, what? Like, well, that's what Fox does, though. It's not just X3, Wolverine, the last Wolverine. Like, they just do this thing where they're like, look at all these people we have in this movie. And it's like, right, but it's nonsensical. The first Wolverine movie is, to me, objectively horrible. I don't think anyone could make me think it's not. And it's like, oh, well, let's put Gambit in it. Let's put, Will.i.am in it.
For no reason.
Let's put the Blob in it. And it's like, they're in it for 1 second combined, and then all it does is make the movie feel disjointed, so. Mm-hmm.
Dude, they put Emma Frost in that movie. Then they came back and was like, well, no, that's not really Emma Frost. It's somebody, that's what they do.
Right.
But they do in the movie, and then they go back and be like, oh, well, no, it's not really what we meant to do, and stuff like that.
Now that we got January Jones, it's not her anymore.
Right. It's just, you know, it's the same thing happened with First Class. You know, it's like, well, is it a prequel or a reboot? Well, you know, we're just trying to make movies. No, is it a prequel or is it a reboot? Like, what is it? They could never answer the question. And now, like, I'm gonna go and say, because it's not really a spoiler, because fucking, you know, Bryan Singer's put the shit out there. They're now saying that what's gonna happen in this movie is there's gonna be two timelines, and the other one still kind of exists, but then, you know, they're gonna move forward the First Class one. I'm like, but why would you do that? Are you trying to say that you're gonna go back now?
Right.
Using the old people? the old cast in another movie some other time. Like, truth of the matter, it's just as confusing as Marvel comic books are now.
Right. So, yep. You know, in all fairness, this is the closest we'll ever get to Marvel comic books being on screen, because right. Marvel comic books are also written very disjointed and terribly. Let's see what else we got here. Star Trek Zachary Quinto is joining the Hitman reboot. Paul Walker was supposed to be the title role for Agent 47. He's supposed to be the Hitman, and apparently he died. So maybe the movie has a chance to be good now. Cause
I know,
Paul
I,
Walker I, can't act. I know he's dead. Cannot. I know he's dead. And I ain't speaking. Don't speak ill of the dead. But
he can't.
He
act.
Couldn't act. So maybe it'll be better. Say that again.
And Zachary can.
Yeah, yes. Zachary actually can. It looks like he's gonna be like the bad guy. Rupert Friend is gonna be Agent 47 now, and he's from Homeland. In case anybody watched that, but yeah. So that's good news, I guess, you know, getting some people there. Let's talk about the major news people want to talk about. Jesse Eisenberg cast as Lex Luthor in Superman Batman. Jeremy Irons set as Alfred. Pandemonium ensues.
Gah!
Pandemonium ensues. People get mad, irate. Why is the casting all over the place? What's up with all these rumors? Why didn't they get dude from Breaking Bad? All this shit. Of which Chris is quick to point out exactly how many of those rumors came from the studio. None.
Right.
So why is everybody mad? It's not like they can't make up their mind.
Right. True. Sites actually confirmed Cranston on January 7th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went back and was like, oh, well, no, the people that we got it from, really. Like, if you read, I did a whole article on this, so you can, I'm not going to go through the whole thing on the movietrailerreviews.net. You can see it there. I went through some of the casting rumors they had out there. None of them have been true. The only one that actually was true, that they did tell us about Ben Affleck being Batman. We just forgot about it.
Right.
We were on, like, either my show or your show, Rod, and we talked about it, because it was like 2012, and they were trying to get, they're talking about Ben Affleck directing Justice League, and they were like, they also want him to play a character in the movie, and people were like, Batman? Oh, fuck that, no. And we just forgot about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they told us back that, and they stuck with it since then. So those short lists we got about Batman, none of them were true. None of them were true. The only short list that actually has turned out true was by accident. It was the Gal Gadot one. She was on a short list for Wonder Woman, but when you read the actual article, their source even said, we're not sure if this is Wonder Woman. It could be Bruce Wayne's girlfriend.
Right. Also, you know, in all fairness, I have the same feeling in the pit of my stomach that I had when they announced the sequel to, Days of Future Past. Like, when they announced Days of Future Past, I remember I had that sinking stomach feeling like, man, they could get a lot wrong with this. I hope they get it right. And I had the same feeling about the Batman movie, but it's not because of them this time. It's more because fans are just running with so much shit. And I feel like it's setting the movie up to be quote unquote disappointing no matter what happens, because fans are getting hyped. Bryan Cranston is going to get this role. He hasn't said it. They haven't said it. No one around the film has said it. Just fans want to see it. And then suddenly, you know, when they announced that it's Eisenberg instead, people are like, fuck this movie. It's like, well, but they never said they were going to do the other thing.
Yeah, that was y'all idea.
Yeah.
Not only that, it's like, because of the age difference between them and the Joaquin Phoenix one, everything else, I don't think those names were ever in fucking running, because they obviously are going for somebody with the same age as Superman. So to me, it's like, they were never in the running. And so we were like, the fuck? They should have gone with this person. I was like, well, why should they have? You don't know what they were doing. Like people forget, there was supposed to be another, I think Will Bill did a, like, I can't remember who's writing this. So I think, I don't know who's writing the Justice League movie, but there was a Justice League script that came out before. And they forget they probably did have some ideas of who they wanted for those roles, like, you know, years ago. But things changed. And so people are probably telling, you know, their sources are probably telling them, oh, yeah, this is who they're going to go with, because 5 years ago, that's who they were going to go with. But nigga, that was 5 years ago. A lot changes in 5 years. So, I mean, Rod, you're absolutely right. It's like, yeah, this movie is going, it's going to do Man of Steel. It's gonna get a 50%. Yeah. Because people are going to be mad at the movie they didn't see.
Yeah, like, I already see people mad about the casting, and I won't lie, I was bad when Affleck got cast as Batman. But, you know, I let cooler heads prevail, and I figure, you know, I do trust Snyder. I do trust Nolan. I'm going to do the same thing I do with all Nolan movies. I know this isn't a Nolan movie, but where I just wait till it comes out, like, the first bad movie he does will be the first bad movie he's done. So I'm just going to wait. But yeah, Eisenberg got cast. We'll see how they write the character. That's another thing people never talk about, is how the character's written, not just how it's casted. Because people have had issues with casting before, and people blew the role out the park. So,
he can act, so that's all I really need.
Yeah, he can act. Like, that's the main thing.
Yeah, like, at least with Gal Gadot, I understood the outrage, because she hasn't shown the ability to act until now. I mean, yet. She may be able to do it. I don't know. But, you know, I could understand the outrage, at least, you know. And we'll see what happens from there.
People complain about the dumbest thing. They're like, well, he's too young. I'm like, well, why?
Yeah.
Why does it have to? Like, to me, it's a breath of fresh air to make a younger Lex when we've had older Lex in every Superman Returns, older Lex. You know, the other Superman films, or the Christopher Reeve ones, older Lex. How would we go with somebody who's the same age as, you know, Superman, and they're both 30? So to me, that means that's even more of an ego trip for fucking Lex in the movie, because now you have a young guy, a young Superman, same age as you, and he's taking all your thunder because you used to be the guy of the city. Now he is. Like, that to me is like, it's perfect. Like, why wouldn't you do that? So I don't know.
In Superman Red Son, I mean, Lex is just a dude that gets obsessed with Superman because he's such a brilliant scientist that he realizes that this dude is, you know, technically ahead of him in every way, and his ego won't accept that. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be the menacing, bald-headed, deep-voiced Lex Luthor to, you know, like, just because a cartoon has portrayed him that way doesn't mean it's the only way it can be portrayed. And
that's true.
I hopefully, you know, like I said, I hope to be surprised. PS Vita sales have increased by 163% in the UK following the launch of the PS4. Makes sense. The PS Vita is pretty much seen as the add-on for your PS4. Yes. Everybody I know that has a PS4, you know, touts the PS Vita and how much interactivity they can have with it. And
can't you play something and pick up on your Vita and then go back and pick it up on your game?
Yes, you can do that. Which, you know, I mean, not to be a dick, but that kind of costs more than the Xbox One.
everybody was
talking about how cost prohibitive it is, but people are going to buy this Vita because they got PS4s, man. So it feels like a little bit dishonest when people are like, yeah, man, the Xbox One just costs a lot. Like, nah, I think next gen just costs a lot. Like,
yeah, no matter what, you're going to have to spend some money.
Yeah, early adopting next gen, you're going to spend some money. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think the people that are buying the stuff, we have the money to spend.
Yep, can't be broke.
Yeah, like,
I'm sorry. That's, you know, the realistic thing about it. Gaming consoles are not a necessity. They are a complete luxury item. This is not something that you have to function.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But what about the poor kids in Chicago that don't have, who can't afford to play this? Or are you just going to leave them out, Rod?
What about the soldiers?
Don't give a shit about people not having money until it comes to next gen of games, and all of a sudden it's, well, think about the poor kids. What are they going to, what is little Timmy going to get under his Christmas tree now? He's not going to be able to get the PS4. It's too expensive. Fuck out of here, man.
Dude. Yeah.
I never got to speak my piece on it, so yeah. I used to argue with the screen when y'all was on the Nerd Off.
Mm-hmm.
I hate these kind of fans, man, because, hey, I like my PS4. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean that I hate the Xbox.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, first of all, because I have the Xbox, but, like, you know, I wouldn't be mad if I only had a PS4. It's fucking good. Stick with what's good. You don't have to dog somebody because you know, they got something different than you. Like, it's not, they, each one of these companies is winning in the end and making you look like a jackass. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't get this, where this fanhood is coming from.
Well, you know what's funny is I don't think they're making anybody look like a jackass. I actually think it's good for people to diversify what they get. Like, I think the worst thing that could happen to this generation would be for any console to quote unquote win. Like, I think that was what sucked about when the PS2 was so big, because it put the Dreamcast out of business, which put Sega, you know, into the third market, you know, at least the third market software, and they basically went out of business with that shit. And then it put Microsoft in a very bad situation too, man, where they basically became the first-person shooter console. Like, I think it's better when there's two competitive things, and I think we get a lot more crossover brands and stuff like that. So the last thing I want is for the PlayStation 4 to fail, or the Xbox One to fail, or even, you know, we're going to talk about, but even the Wii, I don't want to see them fail. It's just kind of whack that people have become so polarized to where, like, if you say anything critical of either system or company, they need to jump into it with you. And that's like, I know I come off somewhat like dismissive of PlayStation sometimes, and it's only because I've had so many conversations with people with that were just like,
they want to argue, they don't want to even talk.
Yeah, they were just being like argumentative without having facts. So when I find certain shit, I'm like I can't help but part of me sigh. Like, a part of me just sighs when I see that people are buying PS Vitas to go with their PlayStation. It's like, so why were people arguing about how much something costs? Yeah, a PS Vita is $200.
Right. Yeah, and it's not everybody, but it's enough people out there to you like, you know what?
The cool people ain't in my mentions.
No, they're not. Just enjoy what you want to enjoy, and I'll enjoy what I want to enjoy, and we can both talk about our systems and be happy, but for some reason, everybody got to pick sides.
Yeah, the cool people ain't in my mentions, so I don't have no problem with them, but... Yeah.
I just sent you something in the Skype chat.
Skype, okay. Let me click on that.
Because it goes to what you're saying, because there's an article that Sterling put out on his podcast's Facebook page, right? Mm-hmm. So when you read this joint, the title of the article is Why Frame Rates and Resolution Should Matter to Gamers. And the article is basically saying what we're saying is like, listen, whether you got a PS4, Xbox One, what does it matter if you enjoy playing the games? So it's actually a really good article. It's like, he makes a good sense. It's like, what does it matter if... You have an Xbox One and you play Tomb Raider at 30 frames per second, and you got a PS4 and you play it on 60 frames per second. Do you guys like playing it on your system? Yeah? Then what the fuck does it matter? That's how the dude's whole argument goes, right?
Right.
And you go to read the comments, though. The comments devolves into a Xbox versus PS4. It goes against everything the dude put in his article. It's like, he was trying to bring everybody together. And they in the comments, it immediately goes into a whole, you guys suck, Xbox sucks, PS4 is great, or PS4 sucks. And you're just like, dude, who cares?
I think people just like to argue.
Yep.
And it's just taking the form of these console wars, quote unquote, because I just, like, I don't know, man. As an adult, I don't like arguing about this kind of shit. It just doesn't appeal to me.
And for me, and maybe just me as a grown fucking adult, you're paying for these consoles. Neither company is cutting you a goddamn check. You're paying for these products. So you're pushing and promoting, raising your blood pressure, getting mad, blacking people, going fuck you. It's not going to change anything.
Right.
So to me, it's just a waste of energy in my mind. So I'm not going to argue with you.
It's not like if I cared that much about graphics, I'd probably have a PC that I play games on.
Absolutely. Or Steambox.
Yeah,
that's the funniest thing that happened in the article was the PC people come out and be like, "Well, you guys really give a shit. You would have just gotten a PC and said fuck it, right?" Because that's what PC people say all the time. And it's like, well, if you guys really give a shit about that, then you'd play on a PC. But you know, that's neither here nor there. But what kills me about, like, I'm the same with you, Rod. Like, I bring up the shit with Sony not because I'm shitting on Sony. I actually think they have some really good things. It's just. Mm-hmm. I'm an Xbox. You know, I had an Xbox One. I had an Xbox 360. I'm going to have an Xbox One. That's just what it is. I'm not going to switch now because most of my friends are on one, you know, are on the One. That's just what it is.
Right.
But I'm not shitting on them. It's just like people made these ridiculous arguments about like, well, the Xbox One is $500. I would, you know, they're not going to sell because it's too expensive. It's like, dude, you're paying $400 and then you're going to pay another $200 for the Vita. You're paying $600.
Yeah, and it's weird too because people make up facts and that shit bothers me because like,
yes,
I wouldn't make up some shit like, nah, man, it runs at this many frames. It's like, if there's an article that says something runs at less frames, I why would I argue with that? If it's true, it's true. But I've had people arguing with me about sales figures that weren't out. And then you come to find out at the end of the month, Xbox sold 3.9, PlayStation sold 4.2. It's pretty fucking close. Like, one cost $100 more and they still did pretty similar numbers. But people wanted to have a quote unquote winner so fast that they wanted it to sound like, yeah, PlayStation sold 8 million units and Xbox sold 3 or whatever. It's like, why would it matter? Like, yeah. Does yours work and are you happy with it?
Well, my favorite one is the whole, well, I didn't want it to be online. You know, what are people who don't have internet? And then as soon as PlayStation announced PlayStation Now and streaming online their games and their back catalog and stuff like that, now all of a sudden people have internet access that can do that. It's like,
yeah, it's really weird. It's all. Yeah,
go ahead, Aaron. You know, I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying that, listen, you don't give a shit about the internet connection thing because you're happy for PlayStation Now, but that requires an internet connection. It actually requires more verification check.
Right.
It does.
It's so funny. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Go ahead.
No, what I was just saying is, you go into the PlayStation thing. Like, I kind of blame Sony for this shit a little bit, as hard as they went at Microsoft. Mm-hmm. You know, in that E3 press conference, when they dropped their mic, it made those lines get divided. I didn't see like people going crazy like this until after that press conference.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
after
that
conference, it went like bananas.
And for the record, we went on this show and said we thought Microsoft blew it during the press conference. And even though with the technical, because we went and read the articles, I was like, with the technical aspects that they brought up, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what I want. They didn't sell it to me well.
Mm-mm.
But if you told me, Rod, what do you want in your house? A fucking future machine that I can talk to? Thank you.
Yo, Sony basically pulled a rabbit from 8 Mile. they saw Papa Doc go out that joint and was just like, all right, listen, this is what we're going to do. Fuck actually battle rapping. We're just going to go out here and play to the crowd.
Right.
And that's exactly what the fuck they did.
And it worked. I mean, they were like, take the eye off this shit. Mm-hmm. Lower our shit by $100. Like, I wonder if you had an alternate universe where you could time travel. What happens if PlayStation has to go first?
Right.
How does that change everything that has happened since the last like year? If PlayStation goes first and they don't take that eye off because they want that functionality, what happens to the rest of the gaming universe? Is there even a debate anymore? Like, this is weird, but okay, we got more news to cover. Xbox taking a swipe at Sony now, because I feel like that's where we're at with this shit.
Yeah, where everybody's at each other.
They went from keeping it classy. Remember when they released that first? Hey, congratulations on a great launch. To now, they are saying if you have a PS3 and you trade it in, they'll give you $100 trade-in credit towards an Xbox One. So they're basically like, yeah, it doesn't cost $100 more if you give us your PS3.
Yeah, man. That's the only reason I say that. It's kind of scummy because mm-hmm. What you see in the article, and they don't really mention, is that you can bring your 360 in as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They just like, oh yeah, just PS3, PS4, come get it with us. But you can bring your 360 if you want to.
Yeah, it's definitely the framing of it on TechRadar.com is fucked up with the title. Cause it's really trading your last gen console. So,
period. Yeah.
But, I get why they're saying it because, you know, it's coming from the Microsoft store too. You know, like, what the fuck Microsoft store gonna do with a PS3? You know?
Yeah.
They clearly are like, so about that $100. You sure about that? Like, that's all they're saying basically. And it's kind of like I say, it's a definite swipe at PlayStation. And I saw this graphic. I don't know if it's real or not, but PlayStation was like, or just spend $400 on our shit. Which I was like, that's a good point. That's a valid point, dog. Like, keep your PS3 and, or Xbox 360 and get you just save $100 this way.
The The thing is, I'm probably going to end up buying another Xbox One at some point. The thing about it is you got to find the right moment to sell your 360, because at some point you're not going to really want need your 360 anymore, mm-hmm. and you want to still be able to get some kind of value for it. Otherwise, you might just hold on to that shit.
Dude, I like my 360 still. I don't even turn it on, but I like to know it's there.
Right.
But yeah, plus, well, we'll talk about some more shit later. Karen, were you gonna say something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't wait till the, Xbox 360 come discless so I can just get the hand-me-down, cause I am the hand-me-down child when it comes to consoles in this household.
Microsoft may launch a cheaper Xbox One in 2014, reports claim. There's been rumors of a white discless Xbox One that was like employees only. And now they're talking about possibly making it to give it to everybody. The only thing that pissed me off about this is when I tweeted and Facebooked this link out, people that have been telling me how they didn't want an Xbox were like, oh, shit, I might get one now. And I was like, but this is exactly what y'all say y'all didn't want. This is exactly what you said was the problem. Was it would be checking the internet. How do you think it's going to let you, if it's going to be digital only.
That's right.
It's going to have to verify your quality. Mm-hmm. Like it might be cheaper, but you said you didn't want this because, not because of the price, but because of these functions.
The DRM. But what about the DRM, Rod? Hey. I mean, what if my internet goes out? What am I going to do now?
Yeah, that would have broke me, man. Like, cause I know you was a big advocate for it. Like, at that point, man, I probably would have just been walking around the house breaking shit. Like, oh, my God, are you serious?
The only thing that pissed me off was, like I said, was people co-signing it. Because I like my Xbox One, and I've already decided to go discless. Like, I'm literally going to take my games back because I prefer no disc. Like I said, the only thing that pissed me off, it'll be cheaper. It'll be a terabyte of data. So, answer those questions that people had.
Is that must be a lot?
It's twice what we have.
Oh, okay.
It'll be discless, you know? So I was like, yeah, I definitely would rather have that. So, yeah, I was just only pissed because people were telling me, I just saw people that were like, fuck this, I ain't getting it, go, oh, I might grab one now.
It's just like what happens with movies and or anything these days. People want to get snarky versus actually thinking about shit they're saying. And so people go out and get snarky. And you're just like, but motherfucker, you want that. Like, all of a sudden now, we're going to the next generation systems, and now all of a sudden people are like, well, I actually like using the disc.
You're right.
Since when, motherfucker?
Right.
Like, are you living in a dorm room where you're right there beside your fucking disc, and you use Retour and put the disc in there? If you're a fucking grown-ass person, the disc is usually means you have to get up from the couch, walk across there, and then change between different games. Like, who wants to fucking do that shit? It's not even being lazy, it's an inconvenience every time you want to fucking play. So now you get your disc strewn about, and if it gets, like, now all of a sudden you guys have always wanted to play the disc. Like, I always like having the why? Why? It's not even like they come with manuals now, where you can read the manual. They put that one piece of sheet of paper in there, that is like, with a diagram of the fucking controller going, yeah, this is it, yeah. Who the fuck wants, why? Why do you need that? Why do you want to play the disc? Why do you need, like, since when? Like, I just hate the fact that people will sit there and be snarky and will co-sign. And what I've also learned is people who don't agree will also co-sign the snarkiness just so they can fit in with the crowd.
Right.
So it's like, but dude, I was talking to you about this before, and you said you really like digital games, and it's just so much easier. And so now why are you making jokes about how you need the disc? Like, why? Like, the other day you were talking about how, you know, you love your internet connection, you couldn't live without it, and it's just great, and you know, you were making fun of people that don't have broadband and stuff like that. Why do you give a shit about people with broadband now with your
Xbox? And, you know, rumors has it that they were considering this discless Xbox One as late as June 2013, which is exactly when the PR ship sailed and people were freaking the fuck out. It's funny because it would have cost less. It would have been closer to what I want. And, it would have, you know, and I think it would have been closer to the future of gaming. And as we reported, Major Nelson said last week, the digital marketplace, he was like, we would have had to lower the prices on games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to me, it's a win-win.
For everybody. By the way, it's weird. Like, it's weird that people got into this battle over this shit, because this would be good for PlayStation also.
Yes. Your price.
If one place has digital games that are cheaper, your console will switch over to like, hey dog, why the fuck do I gotta pay $40 for this on Xbox One but $60 on your shit? Lower the prices. I don't understand like how that could even be negative, but okay. Let's talk about some more shit. PlayStation app updates adds mobile live stream viewing. So you'll be able to, it'll PSN Go will tell you like when people are doing live video game viewing. The only reason I'm not excited about this is because I don't know enough about live video game viewing. Like they have Twitch.
What is that?
Like you can watch people play video games. You can watch like highlights and clips and shit. They have Twitch and stuff like this on Xbox One. I don't use that app. Like I know other people do. I know they have Upload Studio. I'm just not interested in seeing other people play a video game. Like if I'm not playing it, then I don't care.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it.
You know, I know, some people like, I know a lot of people are into this though, and maybe I gotta get, Brandon on the show at some point to talk to him, cause I know he has, he uploads a lot of stuff for people to watch, but I don't know how many people are watching this, if you can make money off of it, like, I don't know anything about it, so.
Have you ever used the recording clips thing on Xbox?
Yeah, I have used it.
Okay.
I
think it'd be fun, you know?
Yeah, it's okay. A lot of podcasts do it. They do like video game podcasts where they're streamed, like, cause with PS4, you can use it's almost essentially like home, but it's live streaming. Mm-hmm. I don't have the camera, so I'm not very, very familiar with it, but I've seen people where they do a video show and you can stream it to Twitch. So, you know, y'all have four people sitting in a room and you can watch it from your phone. Like, I could see the use in that, but I'm not, like, it's not a big deal for me. Like, I'm not about to go searching for it. Plus, it was a lot of scummy people on the internet, like, having sex with their wives on camera.
Well, I would watch that.
Yeah, like, it was multiple times, like, the stream got shut down because people were, like, having sex on the internet. Like, because the internet's terrible.
Yeah, I guess the 360 already had a smart glass app that did some of this shit, but... Yeah, I just didn't know about it, and maybe I'll get into it one day, but I don't know. I can't imagine it. Reportedly, the Xbox One patch is expected to improve graphical performance, so this is another one of those times where I hate to do it, but we called this
a while ago.
When we said that they would be doing different updates and that with the cloud functionality, one of the things they actually said they would be able to do was improve graphics, and... people kind of shrugged it off, but I guess now that people are trying to make a frame rate an issue and stuff.
Yeah, because, you know, the Xbox One can't do 1080.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember them being like, well, actually, we can. We just didn't, you know, it's just not out the box that, but, you know, this is one of the good things about us having this this new cloud, all these servers and shit. We can actually upgrade the graphical performance with just a patch. And people were like, yeah, okay, whatever. So, yeah, they are reportedly looking to improve it with a graphical patch. Coming in March. There's a lot of people are really, you know, hype about this patch coming out. Apparently it's gonna fix some issues people are having with party chat and some other stuff.
Party chat has actually not been that bad. I was party chatting with, Kev joined the nation. So, I was party chatting with Kev when we were playing, Battlefield 4. So that it worked pretty well. I think the biggest thing for me, exciting thing for me, is they're going to redesign the homepage a little bit so that you can get to some of the social aspects a little bit quicker. So I think that'll be nice. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. So all right, there you go. I'm not that excited about it or not because I haven't noticed anything graphically. I didn't expect this generation to blow me away graphically. I feel like it's going to be gameplay and functionality that wins this console generation, quote unquote.
I don't expect to be blown away by graphics until at least another 2-3 years from now.
Yeah. And even then I will say possibly, cause we're really like, how much more are we expecting? It's like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, are we expecting like, literally CGI level gameplay, you know, where instead of that being a cutscene, it's now, cause like it's really up there right now. Like
2K14, like, wait, is that nigga real?
Right, yeah. Like once I saw LeBron James talk like LeBron James in a video game, I was like, that's about it. Like, I don't know what else they supposed to do.
Unless it pops out the screen on 3D, what's the next level?
Unless my version of Dwayne Wade shows up with another baby, then I'm good. Like, this is about as good as we're going to get.
No, man. You're going to be you're going to start hitting on Karen, you know, while you're playing the game.
Right. You know, I'm injured, but what you doing, girl?
I'd be like, who are you? Where you come from?
This is some quick hit news. Killer Instinct Spinal joins the Killer Instinct cast. The roster was already considered anemic because I want to say it was like 8 play. Like, it was something small, like not a lot of playable characters. But now they're giving, they're adding, Spinal, which is funny to me because many people were giving this game props. If I had known Spinal wasn't on it, I wouldn't have bought the shit anyway.
Right.
Cause Spinal was my nigga, dog. Like, when Killer Instinct was out, I will fuck you up with Spinal, dog. Me and that Shield was best friends. I wouldn't have been no good at this game anyway. I would have been getting my ass kicked. I ain't never played with them other niggas. I won't be a werewolf. Won't be that fucking sword swinging skeleton, man. The other thing that people aren't talking about that is Killer Instinct news that will be great. If you disconnect on purpose because you're losing a match, it will send you to jail.
Good.
Yeah. If your disconnect percentage goes above 15%, you go to jail. 10 match minimum is required. Jail lasts for 24 hours.
Good, because fuck you fuckers who play these games, lose, and then be like, you know what, fuck it, you ain't gonna win. Play to the end.
During this time, you can only be matched against other jail members.
Good. Good. They ought to do this for NBA games. They ought to do this for all competitive games. Soccer. I don't care what the fuck it is. 2K, a lot of people do that, and it's nerve-wracking.
2K, this is the only thing that's killing me, because I like to play 2K online. This is the only thing that's killing me, is that every time I've been winning a game, somebody's quit. Every time.
Especially if you kill it with like the Bobcats or somebody.
And it doesn't look like they penalize you at all. Like, normally, it used to be like...
You get a loss, don't you?
Do you want to let this person quit? And you would say, like, yes or no. And then if they quit, then it would be like, okay, this goes negative rep for you or whatever. Now it's just like, they quit, and that's it. And when I went to check my record, I don't see me getting the win or the loss. Like, it...
Oh, it's like the game never mattered. Nah, y'all gonna start penalizing people, man.
Yeah, that's a big oversight, because it used to do that on the 360. Like, it used to take care of the, you know, win-loss thing for you.
I bet you with that patch, they're gonna fix that shit.
I don't know. I don't think that's... no, that's an Xbox patch. They would need a specific NBA 2K patch.
Oh, okay.
Each time in jail, you go to jail, the amount of time increases by 24 hours.
Good.
Capped at 5 days, 120 hours. Hmm. While in jail, your profile icon will be automatically changed to a custom jail icon to let you know you are in jail. Well, your jail time is up. You go back into the public again, even if your disconnected percentage is back over 15%. However, when back in public, if you disconnect and you are still above 15%, you go directly back to jail. For any match that sends you to jail, the player also takes a loss.
Okay, they need to make this more
mandatory. They need to make it mandatory, because
for everything.
Yes, because there's nothing worse than you playing somebody. Because I've seen Roger like bust somebody ass up with the Bobcats. Be like, nigga, you got the Bobcats, and he'll bust them up.
I swear that's why people quit. That's why people quit, because it's the Bobcats. Because I'll take a loss because I know it's the Bobcats, and it don't hurt my feelings, because I'm like, nigga, we the Bobcats. Of course you beat me by 50. But if I win, they always quit. They be like, nigga, not the Bobcats. This game is bullshit. Like, I ain't even good at this game. Fuck you. Nintendo is having some problems, guys. I don't know if you guys have heard. But apparently, dismal Wii U sales have prompted pay cuts for Nintendo executives.
Oh, they started at the top.
Yeah, so... it's so poorly that their president, Satoru Iwata, is voluntarily cutting his pay in half.
I thought you were going to say he was going to, like, commit that, like, Japanese suicide.
Sepakuru. Cut his...
I was saying, dude, it's not that serious. It's this game.
I know, right?
He's like, I have lost face. Just sits down and cuts his stomach open. Despite rave reviews of games like Super Mario 3D World and Pikmin 3, by the way, I listened to Radar Online. which, you know, one of my favorite podcasts. But these niggas hate the Xbox so bad, and they be sizing up all the like you know how like film critics, how they size up the shit that people aren't gonna go see. They be making they be trying to make the Wii U sound good, man. I be laughing like shit, man.
Like, what the hell is buying these
games? And I was like, man, those sounded great when I was like 12.
And it's always like the same two games, but they try to make it sound like, you know, like, yeah, man, the Wii U, you got Mario World 3D and Pikmin 3. You know, I was playing Pikmin 3 the other day and blah, blah, blah was happening. It's like, yeah, dog.
We'll put you and the other eight people.
What about the other games? Because I've talked about at least 20 games since I've got my shit. So what do y'all, what else y'all playing? Nothing? Okay. The company's latest console sold fewer units in a year than either the Xbox One or PlayStation 4 did in a few months.
But it's the best next gen system, though.
Yeah. Wow. And, also, wouldn't that technically be a month and like a week? Yeah. It's actually not a few months. It's like a month and a half at best if you count the PlayStation, and a month and a week if you count.
And they sold less in a whole year?
In a whole year. That sales of the new console was so bad, everybody knew, but just how bad was it clear until Nintendo's financial report Tuesday. In fact, only around 2.8 million Wii U consoles were sold over the last year. Compared with the Xbox One and PlayStation 4, both of which sold more than that in the first month after the November release, and should be closing in on the 4 million mark now. The disappointing sales numbers contribute to a total loss of over 10 million during the last quarter. Iwata immediately announced a five-month period of half pay, as well as smaller cuts for the others on the company's board. That's gotta suck. Oh. Hey guys, we didn't do so good, so I cut my salary in half.
And
you know what, man? That's really big of you, man. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. Hold on, guys. Don't leave the meeting yet. All y'all salaries have been cut, too.
Wow. They might be the ones jumping off the buildings.
Right. That is one reason I will respect Nintendo. Like, when shit is going wrong, it comes from the top down. Like, all right, look, we got to fix this shit.
But they
just haven't been able to do it in so long.
And the fucked up part, what happened if you the dude that was, like, suggesting, like, ideas outside the box that y'all could do, and everybody was, like, voting that shit down constantly, and you like, nigga, my bag get cut in half because y'all motherfuckers won't listen to me?
It's not the first time this has happened. In 2011, after poor sales of 3DS handheld, it too was being outsold by its predecessor. Iwata and others took a similar pay cut. So I wonder if he's making a quarter of what he's doing, or if it just was for 5 months that time too. How could Nintendo fail so badly at the massive success of the Wii, which has sold just over 100 million as of this week? Lack of quality launch games, for one. No real next-gen entries in Mario, Zelda, or Metroid.
Yep, which is what everybody wanted. So that last generation sold more than this generation.
A lot more, 100 wow. million.
But you wonder why, too? Because I think they were like the first ones with the whole motion thing.
Yep.
So that's how they, I mean, not going to, you know, not saying the Wii was bad. I bought a Wii for my girlfriend, you know, several years ago. But the thing about it was, you know, they got first. So you were first, so there's nobody else doing it. So you got, now though, Sony, you know, like Microsoft with the Xbox, it's like, well, now you don't need hands.
Yeah.
You want to play Wii? Instead of playing Wii Sports, how about you play Xbox Kinect Sports? And you don't even hold a controller anymore. You can just see. So it's like that gimmick is now gone. So now what else do they have? They never had the graphics, and this is like the opposite argument we just made about graphics not being important. But Nintendo took that too far to being like, oh well, we're just not gonna make everything look like cartoons.
Yeah, they were real behind, but the main thing that sank the Wii was the peripheral to shit they were doing, where every game needed a new peripheral to play it.
Oh, yeah. And I would spend $100 on drums, another $100 on pad, another $100 on maracas, another $100 on, I wouldn't know.
And then, they wouldn't capitalize on that. So I would buy those drums, and then there would never be another game that used drums.
Yep.
And I think that shit killed people, because it was like, I'm a casual gamer, which is why I bought this. It's the cheapest. And now I'm paying $100 plus a fucking game to play Donkey Kong drums.
And
then whenever I fucking get done beating Donkey Kong drums, There's no Donkey Kong drums 2. There's no other game that uses drums. No Mario drums. It's just, you got me for $150. Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
And people was like, nope to the next one.
Yeah.
On top of that, real quick though, Rod, the first party support, the third party support is terrible for all Nintendo products.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that in itself killed that, because if you only have five first party titles, six at the most, that you can come out with in a year, what are you going to put in the lineup for that rest of the year?
And that's like, and they've never come out with five or six in a year.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so like that's so generous.
Right. You're being generous, which means I got to wait 5 years between like Mario or Zelda games. Sometimes only one
per console.
Yeah. Sometimes you get one Zelda game for your entire duration of a console. Like,
right.
Dude, can you imagine if Xbox did that with Halo or like PlayStation 4 started doing that shit with Drake's Uncharted? Like, people would lose their fucking mind. It was like, yeah, we're only going to have like probably one Drake's game for the next 10 years. People would be like, yeah, I'll take this shit back today.
I don't know if you had the article or not, but it's related to this. What you guys are talking about? I think, didn't they say that they're not gonna Arkham Origins, they're not gonna put out the DLC, the storyline DLC for the Wii U?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They're not.
So it's like,
because it's not worth the time. Get a Wii U?
It's like at this point, it's like it reminds me of like the PC wars when people were like, you know, do you want Apple, a Mac, or PC, or do you want to get Linux? People are like, oh, no, you got to get Linux. It's better. So much better than Windows. You're like, all right, cool. What games can I get on it? Well, see, in order to get the games, you got to go through these hoops. It's like, at some point, you're just like, man, fuck this. I'm just going to get a Windows machine. Because I can at least play the fucking games on it instead of doing all this. And people are swearing up and down that, no, it's inferior. Okay, maybe it is, but at least it works. Like,
right.
Now I got a Wii U and I can't play any game. I can play the same five games on it. Now I put money on getting Arkham Origins, but if I want to get the DLC, I can't get it. I mean, because they're not even going to bother making it for the system now. It's like, that's horrendous.
Yeah. Also, on the heels of this, they were talking about switching things up, maybe going, like, putting more into their mobile platforms and shit, and, you know, doing some stuff with phones and all this stuff. There was a report that they were in discussions to license their characters. That, you know, which kind of like Karen and I were talking about this pretty in depth last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to the conclusion that I don't think this would be good. I think people think it would be good, but it would be the death of Nintendo. The same shit happened with Sega.
Mm-hmm.
People thought like, well, now they can put Sonic on any console. Nigga, nobody really wanted that.
No, all of them was bad though. Like the games were terrible.
Right. Because new developers had to get their hands on it. We don't really know the structure of how they really do their games. Like, are they having, like the people that make Mario right now for them, will they be making Mario for 360? Okay. Would they be making Mario for Xbox One?
A whole different developer.
We don't know. And, not to mention, more importantly, I think what people really want, what, if they really wanted to make some money, it wouldn't be by giving Mario World 3D to the Xbox One. I don't have the Kinect, like I don't have the technology with the sticks and all this shit that you guys have. I don't have the second screen implications that you guys have on the Wii U. What people really want, and I think they would be able to make a ton of money, is just sell like Super Mario World on the Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Now.
I buy that.
Yeah.
Just sell that and like sell it for 20 people. I think people would pay $20 for that old ass game right now if you told them they could get this, you know, if you could get Zelda Link to the Past for $20.
The Ocarina of Time, dog.
I think people would just do it. And they would probably be able to get a whole lot of money to put into a new console or better games or something. But if they really license their shit, I think it's over.
Because you're right. Because, like, do I really want to play Zelda on an Xbox One, a newer version of Zelda? It's not going to be, I mean, when you get all the other games coming out, and all the other games, you know, we're just talking about how realistic these games look, you know, with like Tomb Raider, things like that. You have to do a real huge redesign of Mario to make me really want to play Mario, you know, on my Xbox One if it's not like an arcade game.
Right.
Like, come on.
And it could, something that cute could easily lose the heart and soul. Like, I can't tell you the moment when I was done with Crash Bandicoot, but I just remember that.
I remember once Naughty Dog stopped making because the motherfucker sucked.
Right, but I just remember that moment where I was like, this just isn't, something about this is just off. That could easily happen with a Mario game, man, and I don't want to see that, and Nintendo don't want to see that shit either, where it's just like, yeah, he don't jump right. I don't know. I'm done.
Yeah, it was terrible because when you talk about Crash Bandicoot, I loved Crash Bandicoot. And after Naughty Dog got off of it, it was the most horrific game ever, and I've not played since.
Yeah.
Well, you going to say something, Aaron?
Well, no, only thing I was going to say is that only thing reason I'm not worried about Nintendo too much, they've had two terrible consoles, but the Wii sold like $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So they sitting on a barrel of money right now.
Mm-hmm.
And their 3DS lineup, while it stumbled out the gate, it's actually not doing bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not the best, but the problem is they aren't learning how to market that. They need
That was the other thing I told Karen, because she was making all these assumptions. I was like, we only know the Wii U is doing bad.
Yeah.
We don't really know what their mobile shit is. If they're still on top, why the fuck would they give that up? Like,
true.
If I was them, assuming they're making money, mobile game is actually bigger in Japan anyway. Like, even if they got out of the console market, they wouldn't get out of the mobile market. So we're never gonna get, like, they're never, like, it wouldn't even make sense for them to just give away Mario, Zelda. If anything, they would probably give away some shit you don't even want anyway. Be like, oh, Pikmin is coming to PlayStation and Xbox. We'd be like, yeah, okay, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But, you know, it got me thinking, cause, you know, me and Rod have been, throwing ideas back between screenplays. I think maybe if we redid some of these Nintendo games, like a mature video game audience, nigga.
Yeah, I'll play Pimp Mario, where he's chasing down the princess because she got his money. You know?
I told y'all, NWO. She's not in this
castle. She's not in this castle.
Hey, I might be able to go with this. You know, yeah. I'm seeing what they did with Croft has come.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, you know, make a Zelda kind of like Rise. You know, this motherfuckers chop motherfuckers' heads off.
That would be dope.
Canuck Duke said, "Grand Theft Pokemon."
No. gotta steal them all.
Yeah, nah. Hey, no, I want Pokemon Freedom Cry. I want to be Pikachu killing off all these motherfucking owners of these Pokemon. Pokemon is slaves. They keep them in little cages. It makes sense.
I'm just saying, man. You might be onto something here, yo. So,
Amazon the Pokeballs. That'll be epic.
Amazon's Android console may undercut the Xbox One and PS4 this year.
No.
Size.
You know what I'm waiting on? I'm waiting on that Amazon console.
Yeah. By the way, this is from the same people that did the Xbox is giving you $100 for a PS3.
Okay, I can't take you seriously.
Yeah, Tech Radar might be doing some pretty sensationalistic.
It's like Steam Box joint. It's just like, no, dude, no, man.
Yeah, and there's another one. I can't remember the name of it because I don't give a fuck. But there's like three other consoles, quote unquote, that are supposed to be coming out. The Ouya. Yeah, the Ouya.
That's the Android one, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, yeah, the Ouya is coming out, the Steam Box is supposed to be coming out. I don't know why I thought there was another one, but yeah.
Who's
no.
Who's buying that?
Nobody's buying these,
guys. I didn't think so.
You think about the Oculus Rift, maybe?
Even the Oculus Rift, I think, this is only speculation, I think it'll end up becoming a peripheral, like it'll be bought by someone, or...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just don't think it'll, like... I just don't think people are going to be having three or four consoles.
No, the average person buys one console.
Maybe two
at the most.
Like, you might get people that buy two. You, like, once you start asking people to buy three or four consoles, dog, like...
That ain't
happening. And what the fuck is going to come out that's going to be like, you know what it is, dog? I don't want to shit on these consoles. Let me just say, it's going to take a killer game to at least make people think about it. And...
Several.
I'm just saying at least one to make them think about it, because to me your console don't exist to you. Shit, I wasn't getting an Xbox 360 toss out Gears of War.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't want this shit. I got a PS2 and I'm happy. I wait until the PS3 drop and I might see how much that costs. That shit was $600-$700. I was like, well, looks like I'll hold on this PS2 for a while. And then Gears of War dropped and I said, that is interesting. How much that costs?
Unless you're a crazy person like me, because I'll probably be getting one of the Steam boxes. I haven't decided which one, but they all have different specs. And my Steam category library is already pretty full.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that. Like, I can transfer my library over. They always have crazy sales, like Humble Bundles. Me and Sterling talk about Humble Bundles all the time. Yeah. I think I pay like $5 for Batman Arkham Origins.
It makes a lot of sense. I just want to know. Like, I need it to exist for a while and have people review it and play it. Because I part of me is skeptical with, like, all the different. Like, it would be like if Xbox came out the gate and was just like, you can get an Xbox One, an Xbox Discless, an Xbox Lite, an X, like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to know what the benefits and disadvantages to all those are. Like, if I get the lowest end Spectrum and hook it up, would I still be good? Or would it be like, all right, you can play this, but you can't play Crysis? You know what I mean? So I want to see how y'all game with it. I'll definitely be keeping up with you now, if knowing that you're going to get it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get one of them. I haven't decided what.
Not interesting to me, maybe interesting to somebody, but Xbox 360 is getting and Xbox One is getting a GoPro channel. And speaking of which, let's talk about this the other way. I fucking hate the console war shit because this article hypes up the idea that people are getting this GoPro channel, which basically is like,
I thought actually what is it?
You can see action from, like, people wear helmets and shit, and it's going to be people like skydiving and doing you know, X Games type shit.
Okay, don't we and got YouTube?
Right. And you pay extra to get the helmet cam. And at the end of the article, it's like, so that's one notch over the PlayStation 4. It's like, nigga, what? Who bought a PlayStation 4 and was like, no, GoPro? Right. Like, stop. Why are y'all trying to turn everything into a fight, man?
I got an Xbox One and I don't give a shit about that.
I might not even get this app. Well, who cares? Yeah. And I gotta pay? What the fucking point of this? Yeah, I gotta pay to get the point of view of the person wearing a helmet doing it. Like,
oh, fuck you. I don't care. I didn't jump.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
So what's the point of the channel? Cause oh, damn it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Angry Bird site got hacked after surveillance claims. There were claims that it was surveilling, the people that were playing the games. So they hacked it. They put defacement, you know how they do, like put different things on there. It said that customers may have been accessed by U.S. and British spy agencies, their personal data. And, it's only lasted for a few minutes apparently. And then, you know, they got it off the site. I just found it funny because when I posted this story, my man from Hot Fire Starter said, so they were angry nerds. It's pretty good. A man ran into his home to save his Xbox. His home was on fire.
Makes sense.
Don't blame him.
Yep. Not much to see.
Oh,
here.
Did it say Xbox on fire?
Xbox
he probably,
on.
He probably ran in like, Xbox off.
Right. Xbox, put yourself out.
The only thing about this article I didn't like is that they didn't say it was a 360 or a 1, which immediately tells you how much of an elitist I am, because I was like, I let the 360 burn.
But oh, yeah, that motherfucker could go.
The one? No, baby.
It might be coming out with us.
No, baby. I will burn.
We can replace the coils. Just get the box.
I was just about to say that, Carrot.
Fuck that. Yank them shits out the wall.
I want my Kinect and my box.
Right. We can amputate the legs.
It'll be so bad if it's our shit that I'll have Karen running in like, baby, you get the controllers.
Like, oh, you know what? You know how to have like the fire strategy. We'll practice it. But like, in case of fire, you get the controllers, I get the box. You know, we roll through it a few times. So in case of fire do start, everybody know their routine.
We wake up in the middle of the night and do drills.
Yeah.
You go get the baby. That way the cops won't stop us. Ah. No, my baby. He come out with an Xbox One. Sir, you said you had a baby. This is it.
Yeah, this right here is it.
Movie news, couple quick hits. Universal wants a Riddick sequel. Yeah, I'm in.
Is it Universal or because Vin Diesel is the world's biggest leak,
nigga?
Hey, he be telling all the business.
Like, good grief.
I fucks with him because he's such a muscle bound dude, but he seems like he just really cares about the fans. He can't keep a secret for shit. Yo.
He's such a nerd. Hey, did you see him dancing to the Beyonce and Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Like, I like, I like him, dog. I don't know how anybody can hate this dude, man. Honestly. He just a big ass nerd, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that nigga be leaking like shit. Just talk to Marvel. I ain't gonna say what it is, but they got a vision for what I could be up to.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Yo, I know somebody in Marvel's like, yo, we just told this nigga not to steal, to stay off of social media, like, before he left, yo.
It seemed like when you call him, he'll be like, I didn't say anything. It's like, man, you said Vision right here, dog.
Right. I'm waiting for the day that, he just go ahead and finds himself on a call with the studio.
He's like, I just wired you a check. Yeah.
Right. Look, see this motherfucker from Universal right here, yo. Listen. So are we gonna make that Riddick sequel? I guess, man. I told y'all,
niggas. The Chronicles of Riddick actually had a poor box office performance, and left the idea of a sequel in doubt. But apparently, that's fine.
It made enough.
Just put The Rock in it.
Yeah, he made enough money off of Fast 6, and he gonna make Fast 7, so he put his own money up for Riddick. So, it's like, this nigga don't care.
Hey, you're right, dude. He said this in the middle of his 7-minute video that mostly consists of him dancing to pop music.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
He can't help it, man.
Yeah. He's the greatest, yo.
He said, I'm just excited and happy, and I'm... Matter of fact, I can play this. Let me just go to the 3-minute mark and see if I can play the audio of this shit, but... This nigga was dancing around. Let's get to the... Here we go. Let's rage. This nigga is dancing, dog. All right. He has a microphone? All right, so now he's talking to the computer.
Guys, I'm just... I'm excited, I'm happy, and I'm... calling you guys or shouting out to you guys to say thank you. Universal just called me and told me that Riddick is number one on the DVD charts. There's no way in the world Riddick would have been made without you guys. You know that. You guys have been a part of our page in 2012 and remember how arduous a road it was for us to actually get the movie made and to make it rated R and to do it with such a low budget. It's a win for all of us, and really, 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 really thank you so much.
That music!
Yeah, I'm excited. And of course, Universal's also saying they want to develop the next one.
So cool. He kissed his hand and did a peace sign.
How can you hate this guy, yo?
He tried to hold it in so bad, though. He blundered it out right at the end, like, we might get another one.
Also, while dancing to Katy Perry. This dude is amazing. Anyway.
It was partying, too.
Yeah, and I'll go see this one, too, man. I enjoyed it. I know people, I know it was bad. I don't give a fuck. It was funny to me.
It was Riddick, dog.
He was in there killing them people and making them jokes.
Yo, when he told Starbuck he was like, it's a, you know, this is gonna happen, yo.
Dude, and by the way, he says this when he's tied up, and it's only one part of like eight things he said he was gonna do. Cause remember, they were like, what are you gonna do? You tied up. He's like, first of all, if you wanna tie me, I'm gonna get up from here, I'm gonna kick him in the face, then I'm going to take this knife and shove it up your ass. Then I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to do that. And then like 5 minutes go by, you forget about all that shit. And then he does all that shit. You're like, oh man, that's so good. Forrest Whitaker is in talks to be in Taken 3.
I'm down.
I might be back in.
I'm down just to see how bad it's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be terrible. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You think they're going to overtop the smush face of death?
I hope that Forrest Whitaker, in order to do this right, he gotta have a eye patch on like Nick Fury, yo.
Oh, that'd be greatness.
Over the good eye, too. Not over the bad eye, over the good eye.
Exactly.
Just the bad eye. yeah, man. But, also, Maggie, the girl who played Maggie Grace, Maggie Grace who plays the daughter is gonna be back.
Of course.
Daughter, I mean, what else she got going on, really?
Nothing.
all she plays is kidnapped white girl, by the way. I've watched other movies of hers and she's just always getting kidnapped as a white woman.
Yeah, what he gonna teach you now? How to drive a boat?
Yeah. I guess the director is gonna be Olivier Megaton. I don't know. Is so he did the other two?
I don't know.
All right, I guess, man. Yeah, no way this is gonna be good.
Oh no.
I just want Forrest to play that disapproving Negro.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Don't do this, Brian. You know this is wrong.
You're like an old war buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, but like the one that warns him, like.
Yeah.
He gets in another country, he needs some guns, he comes to Forrest, and then Forrest is like, Brian, you don't have to do this.
Brings the chopper in at the last minute.
Yeah, exactly. Get shot at some point.
Yo, Liam needs to negotiate no more, yo.
Alright, I want to end on this because this is my favorite story of the week, and I haven't heard anybody talk about it. Have y'all heard about this Eve Online shit?
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good.
Eve Online apparently is like this massive online like role playing game and shit. People play together, like travel through space. You can build spaceships and all this shit.
Okay.
Yeah, they have like their own monetary system. So James Carl was asleep when the first shot was fired. As he slumbered away in Costa Mesa, California, the 29-year-old banker's virtual space fleet was under siege early Monday morning in what became the most destructive and expensive battle in the 10-year history of EVE Online, a gargantuan online sci-fi video game. EVE Online, with more than 500,000 players from around the world piloting in starships, trading goods, and engaging in galactic espionage, utilizes its own in-game currency, and Carl expects the damage from Monday's conflict to be the game equivalent of $500,000 in real-world cash based on data compiled from within the game. The skirmish first erupted after a member of Carl's coalition missed a payment to protect an area that had been used as a staging ground for a raging war between Carl's pandemic and N3 coalition versus CFC and Russian forces.
Uh-oh. Somebody missed that payment, dog.
Supposedly it was set up for auto pay, but just like any other bill in real life. But either that didn't happen or the money wasn't in the wallet. And then everything just escalated out of control from there. The dust is still settling on that issue. Everyone is just focused right now on fighting and trying to regain control of the system.
Damn.
Nigga missed a bill payment.
And all hell broke loose.
It caused a galactic war.
Hey man, you gotta go look at Eve's stories, man. It's crazy stories like that all the time on Eve.
Oh.
Like where they be like, yeah, he changed the balance of the world economy because he was stealing 50 cents a day for 45 months.
What? During Monday's encounter, more than 100 Titan vessels were destroyed. The megaships, which are akin to a Death Star from Star Wars, are the largest ships in the game and are worth $3,000 each in real world money. Nigga, huh? Cause you ain't make a payment? I'm out 3K?
Oh, you know a lot of gamers are pissed at him.
Nigga, my Death Star would have been floating way across the galaxy. I'd be like, turn around! $3,000? No! Titans also take months for gamers to build. Months in real time, a lot of nights and weekends and days off spent constructing the virtual warships.
Oh.
Carl was awakened by a message app on his phone used by Alliance members, alerting him that his system, BR5RB, was under attack by rivals. He wasn't scheduled to work in real life Monday, so he spent the entire day sending virtual ships into the fray. He said dozens of his Alliance members took off work to join the fight.
Shit, I would too. That's real money.
Nigga.
Wow.
Hey, man. Hey, dog.
You got to call in, dog.
I'm going to need you to call in, bro. I fell asleep.
Hey, can you imagine getting that text message, though, and see that you just lost $3,000?
Dude.
Nigga.
Oh, that would be a wake-up call for life. Like, I'm just hitting the gym, man. This shit ain't worth it, bro. I'm going to go ahead and go.
It's too stressful.
I'm trying to get real pussy. Like, I got real money to worry about now. The war was raged by more than 4,000 people and spectated by thousands more on the game streaming service Twitch. The unprecedented battle to Eve, which simulates a universe of more than 7,000 stars, and whose virtual economy is linked to real world money, unlike many other role playing games such as World of Warcraft and Lord of the Rings Online. I'd be lying if I said our servers weren't sweating a bit, said EVE Online spokesman Ned Coker.
We didn't prepare for this shit.
Yeah. Allowing players free movement wherever they want in a game with over 500,000 players means for some pretty tricky technological requirements.
Why does this even cost you real money? Like, do you buy?
Yeah, you buy.
You can buy stuff. Yeah.
And then you use your real money to buy the fake money. Like when you do Angry Birds and you want to buy an extra cheat.
Oh, so can you get a Titan without spending real money?
Nope. You probably got to spend some type of money to get a Titan.
Oh,
or die.
That shit. Like, I was complaining about, I found out that Elder Scrolls Online was going to be $15 a month. I was like, oh, them niggas can go fuck themselves. But, nigga, you spending $3,500 a piece on a fake spaceship?
I mean, it is technically possible. But,
wow.
And then, nigga, we hear all the time about people fighting and getting killed over video games. But,
that's how you get stabbed.
Makes sense. Nigga, you gotta
charge their credit cards up, dog. Could you imagine the debt?
You gotta die.
Yeah. Niggas gonna be showing up to your house, dog, for some shit like this.
Yo, they said it was a system glitch though. They said it was just like, you know how you have like direct deposit?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, they said the direct deposits just didn't go through and he didn't know. And he was like, so he had no idea. Like he's like, I had the money. I thought it was going to him.
wait, the thing too is, so the money didn't get there, right? So yeah. Instead of just picking up the phone and calling your buddy and being like, hey man, where's my money? Like even Stewie gave Brian like three, four.
Right. Hey, who was the asshole who was monitoring to see the exact second that shit didn't go through and was like, attack! We going in!
There's some dude that was sitting around going, yo, I was waiting for this moment.
He was Death Row Suge Knight giving those orders. Hey man, you go over here. Make this happen.
You think they called the crew? They was like, all right, suit up.
He was like, direct deposit supposed to go in the 15th, and I don't see one. Let's go.
It is 12:00 in 1 second. All right, he got to die.
Dude, they said 100 Titans were destroyed. Those are $3,000 a piece.
At least.
That's $300,000 in real world money, at least, lost in this battle.
Wow.
Yeah.
300,000?
Yeah.
I'm over here, like, because I had to find an article about it because Rod's talking about this shit. And I'm just like, oh, maybe he's missing the words. Maybe he meant, like, in in-game money or some shit. Like, I'm like, and I'm reading the shit. I'm like, nigga, somebody would be dead by now.
Yeah, like I said, it's people that showed up at that dude's house.
I mean, first of all, it's my fault for spending $3,000 on one.
Right. Come on now.
And months to make it.
Months to make it. Like, nigga, like, can you imagine one of those Titans or somebody had just gotten theirs?
Oh, nigga.
Oh,
there. And you know he was like, let me just be in the back, y'all. Like, y'all go up front, and I go in the back. I just got mine.
Dude, I'm reading one, right? I'm reading one of the, because they have some, Forbes has a list of it.
Yeah.
It's 74 Titans, 75 Titans were destroyed. 74 in the system. One on the way to the fight.
Yep. Damn.
Nigga. That one guy is pissed right now. He didn't even get to the fight, and his got destroyed.
They rebuilding that shit. What's that Battlestar Galactica movie thing you was watching? They were paying that shit like
they
that.
They are the Battlestar Galactica at this point. It's like one ship left.
Hey, Rod. Hey, real talk though. Like they had another scam similar to this. It wasn't a war, but apparently. He stole over this one dude stole over $35,000 in real world money. And it was all good because it's Eve. So yeah. It's ISK. So you can do it. And then he cashed out and was like, I'm good.
Wow.
It's Wild Wild West, man.
Yeah, it says, so the war is over, the battle's over now. The battle lasted 21 hours.
21 hours!
The most expensive battle in the 10-year history of the online video game. EVE developer CPC Games says the CFC and the Russian forces won the encounter that ended up costing $11 trillion worth of damage in EVE currency, which equals about $300,000 to $330,000 in real-world money.
Shit.
CCP Games say the skirmish erupted after Coalition missed a bill payment that would have ensured security. During the encounter, 75 Titan vessels were destroyed. The megaships take months to build, 3,000 each. So, yeah.
Wow. Could you imagine the nigga that could not get off work?
Oh, and he probably got his shit destroyed and couldn't even get off work.
You know he was pissed. You know, especially if he's an IT dude. That was like, Brian, we got these, fuck your work orders. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. Hey, dog, don't even worry about it, man. Just go ahead and finish working. Wow, man. They found your garage, bro. It's over. It's over, man. That's $3,000. It's gone.
I'm sorry to inform you. It didn't make it.
Anyway, man, that was, I wanted to end on that, man, cause that was my laugh. At it. Like, I laughed so hard this week when I saw this article and a follow up article. I was like, these nerds are mad.
I would be too.
Like, friendships have been lost at this point, dog. Like, no, I know nobody's talking to that nigga.
I know a nigga that lost his friendship over 2K. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I've lost friends over Madden. And they ain't cost me but $60 to buy the game, bruh. $3,000? Oh, we'll never talk. That's it.
Again.
Yeah. It was nice knowing you. Anyway, it's been a Nerd Off, man. Chris and Aaron, thank y'all so much for coming on, man. Oh, did we lose Chris?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I think I lost him. Let me call him back. My bad. I don't know if you had to go or something, but yeah, thanks for coming on, man. You can find Aaron at Aaron, tell them where to find you, man.
Oh, yeah. You can find us at blackastronauts.com. You know, got a bunch of different shows there. We just had one with Rod. Karen's been on as well, so just go check us out.
And Chris said he lost power. He just texted me. You guys can check him out, movietrailerreviews.net.
Sandy Check podcast. And
yeah, hopefully he makes his payment even though he lost power. Galactic War will be out breaking out.
Eve.
I forgot we had a couple questions in the chat. Mm-hmm. My fault, guys. Let me see here. Mr. Span says, do you guys think the PlayStation TV stuff is on some Me Too shit? Or do you think that they've had this in development for a while or just now decided to mention it? I can't tell because PlayStation also had like the PlayStation Eye and they took it off at the last minute to kind of, get a competitive advantage. So I can't tell how far their plans are planned out in advance. Either way, it's gotta be something good for, you know, people.
Gamers.
It's good for everybody if they can get it working. And, if it can be competitive to the Xbox, it's even better. I don't know exactly how it's going to work. I've heard that you'll be able to stream games and stuff through PlayStation Now. I'm assuming maybe you'll be able to stream some TV through it.
Yeah, they'll take the best stuff. So it's not going to be actual like how we do with the Xbox One, but it'll be where you just get like some on-demand stuff type deal.
Yeah, and like I said, the way people are arguing at this point, it might be some Me Too shit, but as long as, I think they figured out the secret to this console generation, which is as long as you give people something to argue about, they will support you. Like they'll line up on sides and they'll support you. So as long as I can say, well, my shit play TV too, nigga, that's enough. Like you can clown me, but
that'll make most people happy.
What I'm gonna do? Sell my PS4? I still, you know, people gonna keep it. And he put a link to the TV streaming thing. I forgot about that. My man Michael T. Ford III. Said on Twitter, because sometimes he can't get into the chat, he said, I think these people want to engage in flame wars and buy the consoles just so they could take part of it. I think some people do that, man.
Yeah.
You know, I do think sometimes people do that shit where they're just like, I'm not that interested in playing my shit, but I just want to own one so I can get in the fight.
Yeah, pretty much.
I used to feel like that on SOHH back in the day in the rec room. Like, motherfuckers would go like hundreds of pages in a thread just talking shit about each other's consoles. It was like, they had to make their own forum for that. Just like, y'all want to go argue, go here. So I do think sometimes people like being in the argument. more than anything else.
Yes, that, and I think that a lot of people have moved from boards. Like, you still got boards out there, but a lot of people have moved from those boards, and they just put those arguments on Twitter now.
Yeah. Well, all right, man, that's it. Thank y'all so much for coming out. We'll be back whenever Nerd News is dropping like it's hot like this.
I know, right?
Got a 2-hour show out of a 1-week break. That's crazy. We talk to you guys later. Peace.